KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
In the Epstein meat grinder, because apparently he was kind of friendly and a concierge doctor for Epstein. And so in the recent dump of the Epstein files, he appears over 1,000 times with, you know, little emails and sometimes kind of male locker room banter that is a little distasteful that he engaged in with Epstein. And, you know, this, I think, is an example of the Icarus myth, you know, that Peter Attia, in an effort to be up close and personal with a very wealthy guy who wields a lot of influence, and could help introduce him to wealthy patients and celebrities, flew a little too close to the sun, and his wings melted. And now he's been attacked from both sides. He's been attacked by alternative medicine folks who believe that he was too conventional. They kind of hate him because he, you know, he's all about drugs in some cases, and they're about natural cures. So he's attacked from the one side, which is the more holistic side, although he's sometimes lumped in with holistic doctors. By no means is he, quote, a holistic doctor. He's really kind of a conventional, aggressive conventional doctor. And he's also attacked by a lot of orthodox doctors who I think, frankly, are kind of jealous of his success, his celebrity status, the fact that he didn't complete a residency, which for them is the sine qua non of physician excellence, is to be have completed a residency, to be board certified, and to legitimately be treating patients in a hospital setting. Attia is kind of a renegade. He has a concierge practice, which where he charges a lot, and that has brought about a lot of resentment. There's Schadenfreude at his disgrace and piling on, and I think all the worst human instincts are coming to the fore. There's kind of a moral panic, like the Salem witch trials of the McCarthy era. There's no evidence that he is a pedophile. I think that's the very last, little girls are the last thing that excite him. You know, a brand new double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized controlled trial is what gets him excited, and not the prospect of, you know, hanging out with Epstein on Epstein Island with the little girls. So this is an excerpt from The Times, a very, very, I think, kind of mean summary about Peter Attia, and a generalization about what are called health influencers. And I think, to some extent, I'm a health influencer. I can't hold a candle to the prominence of Peter Attia and others in the field, but they say in The Times, a promise of health influencers who operate outside mainstream medicine is that they are unsullied by big government, big pharma, and other moneyed special interests and professional groups. The truth, though, is that that promise was never true, they say. The story of Peter Attia, they say, is a good illustration of the flimsiness of what these alternative health influencers are selling. And, you know, so what they're trying to do is they're taking Peter Attia's alleged disgrace, and, it, you know, it's a guilt by association. He had poor judgment in hanging out with Epstein after it was revealed that Epstein had funny things going on. I don't think Peter Attia knew the depths to which Epstein was involved, but, you know, he should not have let his ambition cloud his judgment about who to hang out with. And but that is not necessarily a reason to defrock him. And now there are efforts to challenge his appointment as the medical correspondent for CBS News. They say Attia was named as a contributor to CBS News in January, and the organization has yet to publicly comment on whether it will cut ties with him. And so this is also taking on a political dimension, because a lot of people criticize the takeover of CBS News by Barry Weiss, who's actually quite a liberal, but they feel that, you know, like Bobby Kennedy, she is a liberal who has betrayed the liberal cause by going over to CBS and trying to kind of go a little bit more middle of the road. And so now she is villain par excellence, and the fact that she won't fire Peter Attia is causing a big ruckus on the left, saying that Barry Weiss is complicit with Epstein because she isn't firing Peter Attia, it, you know, has a lot to contribute. He's a really smart guy. He breaks down studies in a very excellent way. I find him useful to listen to, although I listen critically to Peter Attia. And I just think that the whole thing, unfortunately, is overblown. That's my take on it. And again, the conclusion from this very sarcastic article in the New York Times: we should be skeptical of any people who sell themselves as singularly capable of giving health advice on the internet. There are a lot of people in conventional medicine, in the belly of the beast, who also are fronting out the interests of big pharma and big agriculture. They literally get grants to the tune of often thousands of dollars. Peter Attia has been very forthcoming about his so-called conflicts of interest. He announces them on the program. And it's not that he's hid these conflicts of interest. It's just that he got caught in the Epstein swamp, in the Epstein morass. And unfortunately, I think he's going to pay a very, very serious price for it. It's so interesting because here's a guy who has attempted to have the perfect career, the perfect life, who takes all these measures to safeguard his health. And I think one of the biggest hits to health has to be being involved in a scandal where your reputation is sullied. There's no amount of sauna, cold plunge, rucking, exercise, you know, weightlifting, strength training that can alleviate the stress to the system that happens when you get caught up in a scandal like this. So, it's just an unfortunate thing. And I think it's just bringing out the worst in people. There's a political dimension to this. There's a piling on. All the worst human instincts are coming to the fore in this condemnation of Peter Attia. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's something that you don't want to condemn and that we can induce wholeheartedly. Although, yeah, I got to say, conflict of interest. Yeah, I like the stuff. I take the stuff. They are a sponsor. So here goes. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? And anti-factor lipids, something that I take, is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage. There's good research behind that. A primary cause of biological aging is the deterioration of your cell membranes. And anti-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40% by perhaps increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life, especially in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemo. I've been using anti-factor for years. I've recommended it to my patients, so I don't go a day without it. Anti-factor lipids comes in easy-to-use powder. I put it in my smoothie every morning. Comes in two convenient sizes. For more information to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for anti-factor lipids powder. This item, you know, they say that, if you've got chronic kidney disease, you know, those who are headed for dialysis and they have poor kidney function, they're very prone to cardiovascular disease. Well, there's a study looking at the effects of saturated fatty acids on chronic kidney disease. Now, you might say, well, saturated fat from meat, problem, going to clog up your kidneys. Au contraire, according to this big study of over 2,500 participants, 18,000 participants, we observe no indication, they say, that saturated fatty acids increase chronic kidney disease risk. And in fact, intake of what's called stearic acid, a kind of fatty acid that is predominant in meat, was associated with lower risk of chronic kidney disease. So, you know, all these traditional risk factors, avoid saturated fat. When it comes to chronic kidney disease, well, doesn't really pan out. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all-natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's KARLBRAUER Cars on YouTube.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages can sit in our required to purchase message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. And I was watching, I was channel surfing last night, and I happened upon Bill Maher's show, and he had Jonathan Haidt on the show, who's a brilliant guy. He wrote a book called The Anxious Generation, a bestseller for like 90-plus weeks. And it's a book about kids these days are suffering from higher levels of anxiety and depression. There's no question about it. He cites statistics. And he's all about how that coincides with the advent of social media. And he's on a campaign to restrict access to social media apps for kids because it just messes up their minds and decreases their attention span, etc. And there's a lot of truth to that. But here's an item that suggests that there may also be a diet link. Researchers from Bournemouth University in the UK collaborated on a large review that examined findings from multiple earlier studies exploring the relationship between diet and mental health. And what they found was sugary drinks are linked to rising anxiety in teens. They say anxiety disorders remain one of the most common mental health challenges among young people. An estimated 1 in 5 children and adolescents were living with a mental health disorder. And they found that sodas, energy drinks, sweetened juices, sweetened tea and coffee, and flavored milks were associated with a higher reporting of anxiety symptoms in adolescents. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And there's some headlines here about intermittent fasting. And this is another example of journalistic malpractice because there's really a disconnect between what the study says and what the headlines report. And you've seen the headline probably because many of you are potentially considering intermittent fasting or, more precisely, time-restricted eating, which involves a increased period between your last meal and your first meal, thereby allowing the body a chance to rest and refresh itself and do a cleanup. And what ends up happening when you fast for a period of time, you develop something called autophagy, which is a bodily cleanup for body and brain. And that is associated with many health benefits. But the headline says, intermittent fasting fails to beat standard dieting for weight loss. A major review finds intermittent fasting does not lead to greater weight loss than standard diet advice. So what intermittent fasting entails is that sometimes you just stop eating at, say, 7 o'clock at night, and then you don't eat until maybe 10 or 11 in the morning, which allows you, instead of, you know, what most people do is they, you know, have their last snack at 10, and then they go to bed, and then they wake up at 6:30 and have breakfast at 7 or earlier, and then they have a mid-morning snack. And so they virtually have just a very few hours, a very short interval where they're not eating. And if you extend that interval, there are health benefits. There are metabolic benefits to be seen, reductions in inflammation, But the controversy is over whether that helps weight loss. So in that study, they find, you know, and they kind of exult in these studies because, yeah, you know, you stupid people, you're following this fad intermittent fasting and you think you're going to lose weight. But lo and behold, this big study says you're wasting your time. And so they found that the intermittent fasting did not produce a clinically meaningful difference in weight loss. Now, if you actually look at the study, and I'm quoting from a critic of this study, this meta-analysis on fasting states clearly that the data is virtually worthless. And I'm looking at what the authors actually say, that often in studies, there are disclaimers and caveats. And in the study, they say that there's low certainty of evidence due to risk of bias. They say the evidence is very uncertain, and that they keep saying it. They keep saying that this, you know, the study really does not necessarily definitively state that intermittent fasting doesn't help weight loss. What they did is they compared a diet, a calorically restricted diet, to an intermittent fasting diet, which wasn't necessarily calorically restricted. So the benefit of caloric restriction is that you kind of put a limit on yourself about when you can eat. And it's very likely that if you have a short window of eating, say from 11 o'clock to 7 o'clock, that's just 8 hours, you're going to end up eating less than if you put the feed bag on, you know, immediately when you wake up and you have a, you know, midnight snack. So that is one way of losing weight. For some people, it's preferable to standard weight loss diets where throughout the day you have to restrict your calories. So it doesn't matter. And if you have undertaken intermittent fasting, and probably there's some of you out there who've done this because it's, we talked about it, it's trending, and you've lost weight, and it's been a satisfactory way for you to get in shape, you don't have to, you know, feel that this study somehow invalidates what you're doing. You know, who cares what this low-quality meta-analysis says, and how many times the author tells the reader, several times in the study, the results are uncertain. The evidence is not necessarily conclusive. Do what's working for you. You know, so don't necessarily be disabused of the effectiveness of that. All right. Folks, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with a simple daily habit, which is MitoPure gummies from Timeline. I'm taking them now, and they're a great addition to my daily regimen. Using the gummies means I have to take less pills. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy. You know, we talked about autophagy. Well, mitophagy is your body's natural anti-aging pathway that cleans up aging or dysfunctional mitochondria, clearing the way for more efficient energy production. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. I've looked at the research. It's really first rate. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. They produce the first ever Urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. So boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. And, you know, personally, I got to say that someone who loves to stay active, you know, well, now, well into my 70s, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts, started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has gone through the roof. Better recovery starts at the cellular level, so for more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman. And this item, you know, all of it's kind of competitive. You know, it's like, what's your IQ? You know, what's your cholesterol? What's your HDL? And another measure of well-being, And it strongly correlates with longevity is something called your VO2 max. And roughly that translates into how much oxygen can you utilize. And it has to do with your heart's ability to pump and your lungs' ability to extract oxygen and your muscles' ability to uptake the oxygen for cellular work. And so as one ages, one's VO2 max naturally declines. It's inevitable. You know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, if you're watching the Winter Olympics, the athletes who are already in their late 30s, they're considered old. And it's rare to see an endurance athlete past 40 win a gold medal. And it's just the natural decline in VO2 max that occurs. Now, you can measure VO2 max by going to a laboratory and getting on a treadmill and being hooked up into a device which sees how much oxygen you consume. That's the scientific way to do it. But you can also get a rough approximation of your VO2 max from something like your Apple Watch or your Garmin watch. They actually, it's an approximation, a rough approximation. And so, sometimes, you know, when I'm with my athletically inclined friends, we talk our VO2 max. And I was with a couple of guys. One guy is actually 65, and he is a terrific athlete. And I think his VO2 max was 49, which is damn good. This is a guy who I've cycled with, and he just smokes me on hills. He loves climbing hills at 65. He's a little younger than I am, but his VO2 max is 49, which is amazing. And then that includes lots of whole grains. It's about 60 to 70% in terms of calories delivered by carbohydrates. It includes starchy vegetables like potatoes, low-fat dairy, small amounts of animal protein, and lots of fruits and vegetables. And fruits can also sometimes provide some degree of carbohydrates, especially, you know, succulent sweet fruits. But the DASH diet has been touted as the best diet for hypertension. Well, here in the study, toe-to-toe, they compared the VLC, the very low carbohydrate diet, versus a DASH diet for overweight or obese adults with hypertension, as well as prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. 94 adults from Southeast Michigan with this triple multimorbidity, so triple threat, high blood pressure, prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, and obesity, okay? And that's what we call metabolic syndrome, right? Insulin resistance metabolic syndrome. So they compared the diets. Compared with the DASH diet, the VLC diet led to greater improvement in estimated mean systolic blood pressure. It reduced blood pressure by 10 points, while the DASH diet reduced the blood pressure by 5 points. There was greater improvements in hemoglobin A1C, a reduction of 0.35 versus 0.14, and greater improvement in weight, a nearly 20-pound reduction versus a 10-pound reduction with the DASH diet. So the conclusion is that maybe, just maybe, think about the very low carbohydrate diet versus the DASH diet as a way to address all the lead up to stroke and heart attack, the combination of obesity, hypertension, things at most 30 somethings, usually by the time you're 40, you're finished as a Tour de France athlete. So VO2 max, kind of a cool thing. You know, if you got an Apple Watch, check it out. You know, you can, you know, compete with your friends, compete against yourself for an important measure of health correlated with your likelihood of longevity. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract, By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Here's a study on fish oil and development in children. The background to this study, the influence of plasma docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, and overall omega-3 long-chain polyunsaturated fats on child cognitive development is unclear. So in the study, they examined whether levels of omega-3 fatty acids are associated with academic performance in children in elementary school. And here's what they found. Percent DHA at age 8 years was associated with higher reading fluency and spelling scores. And so that is an interesting study saying that, yeah, you want a smart kid. Hey, you really want a smart kid. You know, mom should be taking these omega-3 fatty acids during pregnancy. They conclude higher plasma total omega-3 fatty acids and especially DHA were prospectively associated with better academic performance in primary school children. The results suggest that not just DHA, but also total omega-3 fatty acid status plays a significant role in the cognitive development of children. And they cite a bunch of other studies that suggest, previous studies that confirm what they found. And so when it comes to, yeah, good segue to talking about this, Eureka, I have found it. I was going to say Omega, I have found it, but Eureka, I have found it. Two Greek words, because I have found what I consider the highest quality fish oil that I can take and that you can take. And actually, a gal that I went to high school with, she heard me talk about it on one of her podcasts, and she posted it on Facebook that I'm taking it and I already feel great. So happy to hear that. So you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. And I'm particularly convinced of its efficacy because Dr. Jeffrey Bland, one of the luminaries in the world of complementary health, takes omega-3s to a new level with Omega-3 Rejuvenate from his company Big Bold Health, which is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska. And it's different. Unlike most other brands, Omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen. It's instantly flash frozen and then taken to the specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s. I just learned that a lot of the, even the good brands, and there's some good brands out there, very high-quality brands, but they use a kind of a very high temperature processing method for their omega-3 products. And this new product, which is Omega-3 Rejuvenate, delivers EPA, DHA, and DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, as well as naturally occurring prosolving mediators to support your cognitive and your cardiovascular and immune health. It's a really unique process that preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. And you can see the difference because they have a nice amber color, like a rich, deep, dark color. So there's no fillers, no shortcuts, just pure potent wellness. So visit bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate and use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. So let's take a call. Let's see if I can answer that in the remaining time.
What is your opinion, Dr. Hoffman, on bioregulator peptides for chronic kidney disease male, senior, stage 3? Thank you.
Okay, so chronic kidney disease stage 3 means that you're sometimes kind of on the launch pad for dialysis or kidney transplant because your kidney is on the verge of failing completely, And so bioactive peptides, it's interesting because there are really two kinds. There are some that are kind of the bootleg kind. Sometimes they originate from China. Sometimes they're made here. They're little chains of amino acids that have activity. And, in fact, we use peptides. The GLP-1 drugs are peptides, and some of the blood pressure drugs, the ACE inhibitors, are peptides. So we take nature and we emulate it and make it into drugs. They're injectable, the ones you get kind of on the gray market, but also you can get natural peptides. The natural peptides are food derived, and there's actually some interesting research on food derived peptides for a variety of applications, for wound healing, for athletic performance, for immune health, and even for mood. And so it's a wide field. I think it's a little bit of a free fire zone, the Wild West. There's unfortunately a lot of throttling down of some interesting natural products. And this is actually something that my organization, the Alliance for Natural Health, is working on, is to create pathways for natural bioactive peptides, which are protein fragments, typically 2 to 20 amino acids long, derived from food sources that offer health benefits, including blood pressure, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and immune supportive effects. So as to kidney, I can't recommend a specific one. I've not used these extensively in my practice, but it's a burgeoning field, and we should keep our eye open to the possibility that peptides will become an important new category among natural products. And eventually, the drug companies may get a hold of some of them, develop them into new, exciting, effective drugs for new applications. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. Call in and record your question. Check out DearHoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Subscribe to our podcasts. Subscribe to our newsletter. Take advantage of everything we have to offer there and become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have a safe and healthy weekend.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and price.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Blizzard warnings have been issued for New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and communities along the East Coast as a late winter storm approaches. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says this is a major winter storm.
We're looking for the potential for widespread snowfall rates above 1 inch per hour, and that could span all the way back into the Washington, D.C. area through the Delmarva Peninsula, New Jersey, Northeast, including New York City, up through New England, including the Boston area. Now, within that area, you could see rates even higher, up towards of 2 to 3 inches per hour.
New York City and New Jersey announcing travel bans, airlines canceling thousands of flights. Even Broadway shows canceled Sunday evening. New York City Mayor Mamdani announced a ban on non-emergency travel on all streets through noon Monday. An armed man shot and killed at Mar-a-Lago Sunday by the Secret Service.
The Secret Service shot and killed a man armed with a shotgun and fuel can after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida, Sunday around 1:30 in the morning. Although Trump often spends weekends there, he was at the White House, this time with the First Lady. The Palm Beach County Sheriff says the man was ordered to drop what he was carrying, but only put down the paint can and raised the shotgun. That's when the sheriff says Secret Service and a deputy shot him. The suspect, who was in his early 20s and from North Carolina, was reported missing a few days ago by his family. Investigators believe he left North Carolina, headed south, picking up the shotgun along the way. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States is atop the hockey world for the first time in nearly a half century. Jack Hughes scored the winning goal in overtime, and the U.S. defeated Canada 2-1 in the gold medal final at the Milan Cortina Olympics on Sunday, 46 years after the miracle on ice. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire wants to throw the book at those linked to convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who committed crimes.
There needs to be a thorough investigation of absolutely every claim and instance of abuse, of child abuse, of pedophilia, of sex trafficking, of human trafficking that exists, of any crime broken. Any crime whatsoever, yes. And they need to be brought to justice.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The Mexican army says it has killed the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel in a military operation. On Sunday, troops targeted the Maceo Ruben Oseguero Cervantes, known as El Menjo in the western state of Jalisco. The United States State Department had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to El Mencho's arrest previously. News and analysis at townhall.com. One of the NFL's oldest members, the Chicago Bears, may be moving to Indiana.
The Bears appear closer to relocating from Soldier Field to a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana, after frustrations over delays and legislative inaction in Illinois. Indiana officials led by Governor Mike Braun have fast-tracked plans and legislation to secure the NFL team, positioning the state as a pro-growth alternative to Illinois' political gridlock.
Keith Peters reporting, Illinois officials claim the Bears themselves requested a pause in discussions, but critics blame Democratic leadership for creating an unfavorable business environment. Michigan, the number one overall seed in the preliminary rankings by the committee that will select the 68-team men's field for the NCAA tournament. The Wolverines, joined by Duke, Arizona, and Iowa State as the number one seeds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Different types of law enforcement and stuff like that. So I just stuck with it, fell in love with it. You know, I wasn't just doing it for work. I think at first I thought I was doing it for work, and then after a while it just became a pleasure and a passion. I always say I'm an enthusiast. There, you know, I'm surrounded by professionals, and I'm an enthusiast, but I'm a safe. I always stress the fact that I'm safe at gun handling. I might be the slowest guy out here, but I do it the right way.
You know, it's okay. Even if you're the slowest guy in the class, you're at least in the class. And it doesn't matter how, I tell people, it doesn't matter how many classes you take, you're going to learn something every time you go take another training class.
It's so true. And honestly, I take classes with people sometimes who have very little experience, and I learn from the instructors teaching the neophytes, if that makes sense. You know, when you watch somebody learning mm-hmm. the basic stuff and you're like, oh, I know that. And then you watch and you go like, wow, okay, I didn't know that. I'm glad that I learned that without having to make a fool out of myself. You know? So, you know, I'm around people who are way, way better than me. And then sometimes I'm around people who are just starting out, and you can learn, if you have your eyes open, you can learn in both situations.
Part of, and I'd love to throw this at you, part of what you learn in these classes is, and yeah, you learn gun manipulation, you learn sights and trigger, and you learn to shoot and all that. But I think a lot of it, particularly when you're taking self-defense type training, is changing a mindset or changing a way of thinking. And I'm thinking that that actually permeates its way into your novels. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's very true. The first gun courses I ever took, I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and Tom Givens is a very well-known instructor.
And oh, yeah.
He teaches all around the country. He was my first instructor ever. And he comes at you really hard at first, you know, like, what took you so long to be here? But that first hour of, you know, getting that first class of, you know, the concealed carry license or whatever, it was just sort of like, hey, guys, just so you know, your life is going to change in the next hour. Because, you know, we're going to talk about how, you know, your responsibilities change and all that. And it's very true. And then I trained under James Yeager at Tactical Response in Middle Tennessee. And he really instilled a lot in me about seeing guns as tools and not as these precious objects. And so all along the way, the instructors, like, informed what ended up going into my series and my characters. My hero, the Gray Man, is very much a blue-collar elite assassin, if there's such a thing. He masters the basics and doesn't try and get fancy. He's not James Bond. Although James Bond carries a ridiculous handgun for an assassin, the PPK.
That's true.
But I explain that to people in the literary world sometimes, and they don't really understand what I'm saying. And I'm like, there's about 30 reasons I wouldn't carry a Walther PPK. They look cool.
Yeah, and nobody else does who's serious about it. You said something that was interesting, and the idea that the gun is the tool. The mindset is, I don't know, maybe you could say the mindset is the weapon, but you train with Tom Givens, James Yeager. That's like saying I'm going to go take my first golf lesson with Tiger Woods. Holy cow.
Yeah, I was very, very lucky in just where I lived to do that. And I learned so much. I mean, I became very good friends with James, long before he passed away. And, and I just like that, I just like the people that I trained around. And I think I learned more in the team rooms and the bunkhouses. And some of the courses I've taken were like 5 day long, like civilian contractor courses or whatever. And everybody in that room, even if they're 19 years old, has more experience with weapons than I am because, you know, they're like, you know, going to Ranger school or something like that. But you just meet these people and you learn so much about the people that do this for a living, and you learn a lot about the philosophies. And I like to put that all in the books. It's very interesting to me to read about. And I have read books where I feel like they go into too much detail about bullet weight and bullet shape and muzzle velocity. This might be the wrong venue to say that, but I mean, like, sometimes
no,
I just feel like
right.
A little goes a long way. Yeah, mm-hmm. but I mean, I do like to have that in there because there are legitimate reasons this character would carry this gun, or in this tactical situation, this weapon would not work, and I like to go into that in the book.
You mentioned something, and I have said this for many, many years, same thing, different way of saying it, but you said something about in the first hour, they say, look, taking this class is going to change your life. And I've told people, look, when you go take a class at Gunsight or any of the Thunder Ranch, one of the places, you will be a different person after you take your first real self-defense class. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm around a lot of people that don't carry guns and don't understand why you would. I live in Memphis, Tennessee, which statistically is a very dangerous place to be. And people will be like, why do you carry a gun? And I'm just, my question is, why don't you?
But, right.
You know, it's just that thing. They think that it somehow makes you more dangerous. And I really think it makes you more safe. And I think it makes those around you more safe. And I've explained to people, I was like, I've never pulled my gun. I've never wanted to pull my gun. I've never been in a scenario where I almost pulled my gun. And I just think the people around me that don't understand the responsibility of it all, and they don't understand the import of it all, they think that if you have a gun on your hip, every problem becomes a reason to pull your gun. And it's exactly the opposite. You know, it's that is such a last resort, but because you understand the magnitude of what you're doing. And, you know, I imagine some people do take the classes and come away with the wrong, you know, with the wrong philosophies, but I was trained well by people that, you know, took this very seriously, and I take it seriously as well. And I always, right. I never say I know what I would do in a situation. I say I know what I should do in a situation, and I hope that I would.
Well, I agree with you. I think when you take these classes, you're much less likely to need those skills because you avoid those situations. We got to at least talk about this. You got a brand new novel coming out in 2 days on the 17th, The Hard Line, a new Gray Man novel, number 15 in of the series. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, it is number 15 in the series, and it's a standalone novel. You don't have to read the others. I'll say, as far as firearms, I realized just a couple months ago that of all the guns that are used in this book, I own or have access to like 15 out of 17 of them. So I just shot a promotional video that'll come, which is kind of ridiculous. I just shot a promotional video very recently that'll come out pretty soon, and I'm just sort of showing off all the different guns and how they're used and why they're used in the book. And I just got a new Staccato, and I put that in there. And you know, it's a book that it's about a small team working for the CIA. They're called Ghost Town, and they're led by Court Gentry, who's my hero, the Gray Man. And they're trying to stop a group of assassins that have entered the DC area and are taking out counterintelligence professionals. So it's a book with a, you know, very much action packed, very cloak and dagger, but it has a lot of nuance and everything from politics to, you know, bloodlines and family histories. It's kind of a wild ride.
And it's got a lot of Mark's guns in it too.
Yeah, it's got a lot of my specific guns, or guns that buddies have that I can borrow to train with.
That's great. Mark Grady, thank you so much for spending some time here. This has been a pleasure. I'd like to have you back sometime.
Oh, I'd love to come back. I enjoyed this.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. Yeah, the new book is The Hard Line. It's out in 2 days. You can grab that thing. All right, quick break here, then we'll be back with more Gun Talk.
Precision isn't a suggestion. It's the standard. The Ruger Precision Rifle is built for the long game. Match-grade accuracy, fully adjustable chassis, and built to last a lifetime. This isn't just another long-range gun. It's a system engineered to go long, shoot tight, and own the podium. Whether it's paper, steel, or out past 1,000, you've got the tool. The Ruger Precision Rifle, miles ahead.
There's more to this world of guns than you realize. Your entry to our world is a click away at guntalk.com. Stay informed and entertained on the latest firearm-related topics. Whether it's new guns, training tips, gunsmithing, competition shooting, self-defense, or gun rights news, we cover it all. Visit guntalk.com. That's guntalk.com.
When someone leaves you their gun collection, you may want a few, but what do you do with the rest? How do you sell them? Who do you call? Well, I call Johnny Dury at Dury's Guns. Whether you're selling one gun or 500, they'll tell you what it's worth and write you a check. Simple, quick, easy, fair. I trust Dury's Guns. Give them a call. Dury'sGuns.com.
Looking for real talk about guns, gear, and the shooting lifestyle? Then tune in to Gun Talk Nation. Each week, your host, me, Ryan Gresham, sits down with industry insiders, trainers, and everyday shooters to bring you the stories, news, insights you won't hear anywhere else. Whether it's the latest innovations, pro tips for the range, or the hot topics everyone's buzzing about, you'll find it here. Subscribe now to Gun Talk Nation, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't know if I really wanted to go here, but I'm going to. I'm not a fan of the endless speculation that goes on with a lot of stories in the news. And right now we got the Nancy Guthrie story going on. Savannah Guthrie's mother. Kidnapped, probably. Probably held for ransom. We don't know what the situation is. Everybody's guessing. Everybody's saying, you know, they're just talking constantly and not knowing anything. But there are some things we do know. Or maybe we can speculate. And what I'm going to do is say, all right, let's take what may have happened, because we don't actually know for sure. What can we learn? Is there some way we individually, each of us, each person I'm talking to right now, is there some way that you can personally benefit from this? That may sound weird. And I would say, yeah, there is. And I go back to the things I've said on the show for many, many, many years. Number one, don't open the door. Someone knocks at your door. You are not required to open your door. I'm guessing someone knocked on the door and she opened the door. Okay, just guessing. In many cases, people do. They just open the door to find out who's there. Well, that's crazy. You got all these door cameras and everything else and different ways of doing stuff. And it just makes no sense to have to open a door to find out who's there. Point two, even if you know who's there, if they say who it is, you don't have to open the door. You don't have to open the door. People, well, that would be rude, right, to just talk through the door. I don't care. I don't care if somebody thinks it's rude. I will talk to them through the door. I have done that. Well, we have a package to leave for you. I need a signature. Leave it there. But we got to have a signature. Okay, then take it back. Come back during the daytime. Or come back another time. This is not a convenient time. I'm not opening the door. Yeah, it's just, no. So many of these situations, I read about home invasions all the time. People open the door. You got to have a good lock on your door. You should have a camera system. You should have a system where you can talk to somebody who's by your front door without you going to the door. It's real simple. The other part of this, and I'm not saying that Nancy Guthrie should have done this. I'm just saying for you and for me, because you're listening to Gun Talk. You need to have a gun available in your house that you can get to. How you have it available depends on your particular circumstances. Maybe you have a lockbox, something that can be opened in 3 seconds. There are plenty of those. So you just have it available. Or when you're sitting in your living room watching TV, you have access to a gun. You can open the lockbox. If you don't have any kids around or grandkids around, maybe you are wearing your gun at home. People say, well, really, you wear a gun at home? Yes, I wear a gun at home. Well, that's uncomfortable. Okay, then get yourself a little revolver and keep it in a pocket. Or something, or some way, some, you know. And if you have to go to a door in the middle of the night, then you have the gun in your hand. I don't know what happened to Nancy Guthrie. At some point, we'll find out, I guess. I'm just saying in terms of this is an opportunity for each of us to look at this and go, okay, is there something I can do to help increase my safety or the safety of my family? And the message, not just for you, but for all of your loved ones, primary message is don't open the door. Don't open the door if it's not somebody you really know. You know, we need this. No, you don't. We need you to do it. No, you don't. I'm not opening the door. And that's a solid mindset, and it's a solid security plan. So just throwing that out for you here. Let's go talk to Brandon on line two. That's Russ in Brandon, Mississippi. Hey, Russ, you got a range report for us.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you, I got the recently purchased the Smith & Wesson 2.0 bodyguard.
Bodyguard? Isn't
yes,
that
sir.
Just a jewel?
That's one of the finest handguns. I mean, I have a lot of handguns. I absolutely love it.
Did it surprise you how small it is?
Yeah, and how compact and how, I mean, and it's, you know, having the 10 plus one, 12 plus one, and it fits our inside waistband. It is whoever designed that thing, they paid attention in the engineering class.
Yeah, it's a work of genius there. And it's, I was talking about having a gun in your pocket. That thing is small enough to have in your pocket. You can have a little pocket holster. You can have it in your front pocket, have a coat pocket. You can have, it's tiny, and yet it shoots like a much bigger gun.
It does. And it shoots well. I mean, it's accurate. I have shot it a lot, and it just, I love it. And the thing about it, though, you know, local store here, where I get they can't keep them in stock. They get them in, they're gone.
I mean, once you shoot it, now, have you shown it to one of your friends and had any of your friends shoot it yet?
Yeah. Well, they have shot it. I've told a couple of them about it, and I said, man, y'all need to take a look at this thing.
And they want one. You shoot it, and you go, I got to have that. It's not expensive. It's small. It's light. And it's a 380. And now people say, well, it's a 380. I don't care. We got really good self-defense loads for 380 now, and it is just a very shootable gun.
Very shootable. It's comfortable to carry.
Yep.
And it's I bought the first bodyguard several years ago when it came out, and it's just, this is just head and shoulders above it. I mean,
I was just going to say, the first bodyguard was good. This is a quantum leap better. The bodyguard 2.0 by Smith & Wesson. It is crazy good. I mean, it really is like unbelievable good.
Yep, it really is. It's a good gun.
Thank you for that call, sir. I appreciate that range report. That's the kind of enthusiasm I felt the first time I shot it. It was weird. I was over at the Range Ready, and Chris Reno says, man, you got to shoot this thing. I said, yeah, okay, fine. It's like another gun. All right, we get all these guns. You got to shoot. Yeah, fine. He says, no. He's like, he stops. He says, no. You're not going to believe how small this thing is and how it shoots. It's like, okay, if Chris tells me that, I need to pay attention. So let's grab some ammo and go out to the range and shoot it. You shoot it, you're going, this is just a little tiny thing, and I can just drill little bitty groups with it. It's easy to shoot. It's got a good trigger. There's no recoil to speak of. It's a 380. Yes, it is a totally viable self-defense gun. And back to the idea of a house gun, yeah, you could make that your house gun, particularly if you want to carry one around all the time that's not heavy and uncomfortable. I mean, there are a lot of options out there, but I would say take a look at this one. This is a really good example of modern guns getting better all the time. Yeah, I like my 1911s, but man, this thing's small and light and accurate and fun to shoot. And yeah, okay, the engineers are good, and our guns are getting better all the time. Gun Talk will be right back.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options. More of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has there been a party switch on the immigration debate? Why are potato chips getting cheaper? And does Trump's efforts at lowering drug prices actually make sense? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Our last guest, Mark Graney, mentioned that people he knows that don't carry guns think that when you carry a gun, you're likely to see every problem as something you ought to pull out your gun and start shooting. The reality is exactly the opposite. All the data we see shows that people who carry guns legally rarely, I mean really rarely, get into shooting situations. They rarely commit crimes. People who carry guns legally simply are not the problem. Criminals, on the other hand, are the problem. We got this figured out here. So, but there's this great gulf of understanding or misunderstanding, if you will, where the general public, the people who don't carry guns, they think the people who carry guns do it because they want to shoot people. It's kind of the exact opposite. We carry them because we don't want to get shot. All right. Fair enough. By the way, how often do you carry your gun? Do you carry it just on occasion? Do you carry it every day? How do you decide when you're going to carry your gun? I'd love to know that. Give me a call at 866-TALK-GUN or Tom-TALK-GUN. Hey, Joe called in out of Pueblo, Colorado on line three. Hey, Joe, you're on Gun Talk.
Yes, sir. I've got a question. I've got probably, 20, 25 long guns, 15 pistols. We're considering moving out of state, selling our house. We've got a pretty good idea of where we're going, but we'll probably have some time that we'd be staying in a motel or camp trailer or something. And was wondering, do you know of any place that you could store a gun safely? I don't want to put it in a storage shed. Do you have any ideas on that?
Yeah, I guess the question is where you're moving to another state. So you got two different locations. When you say you're going to be hanging out between those two, where are you going to be, at the new place or at the old place?
We'd be at the new place. We would be looking for, we'd be looking for property out there for a house.
Sure.
Out where we'd be moving to, which would be maybe
okay.
In your neck of the woods.
You mentioned we're
looking and then try and buy. Yeah.
Guy, you mentioned not wanting to put it in a storage shed, but honestly, a mini storage building? It's not actually a bad idea. You just put your guns in there and make sure they're treated so they're not going to rust. And you put a lock on it. I mean, it's probably as good as having them inside of a house and locked up there. Obviously, if you had a safe, you could actually put your safe in a mini storage and do it that way. Beyond that, I mean, you could call around and see if a gun store would be willing to store those for you. I think you get into an issue of it. They have to put it into their books and then come out of their books, and that can be a complication. I would honestly, if it were me, I would probably just rent a mini storage somewhere.
Okay. Well, we're sure consider that. I'd probably have to buy a new safe out there, so that may be the way to go then.
Yeah, sure. You get you a safe and put it inside a mini storage. Now you've got lock and a lock. Like I said, you're going to have to get a new safe anyway. Honestly, a lot of safes now are relatively inexpensive to the point where it might be cheaper than trying to get one moved.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like I say, I am definitely going to need to buy one when I get out. So buy something heavy and then load it down heavy so they can't move it.
And obviously a really good lock on the mini storage, not just a dime store lock. Buy an expensive lock and do a good job with it.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
thanks for
your time there.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Let's go to another Joe on line one out of New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
John, I need your opinion on a phenomenon I've encountered. Just before you went off the SHOT Show, I bought myself a new Ruger Mark IV 22 pistol, and I've got a bunch of guys I shoot with at the range almost once a week, and these guys got $2,000 Staccatos, $1,500 Kimbers, Echelons, Walther PDPs, some of them got red dots. And to the man, including myself, when they shoot the Ruger, they cut their group size in half. Now, is my $400 Ruger twice as accurate as their $2,000 Staccatos?
Well, we have to define accuracy. Is it more accurate if you put it into a vise? No, it's not. But is it more shootable? Absolutely, because what you're talking about, describing, and you know the answer to this already.
Yep.
We're talking about recoil. It's recoil.
Yep. Yeah, they go from 4 to 5 inch groups to 2 inch groups when they're shooting the 22 at 7 yards. Most of them are right in the 4 to 5 inch group, and then they shoot the Ruger, and they're putting all their shots in a little two inch circle. And
you know the drill. They're actually capable of shooting 2 inch groups with their 9s and 45s. they just aren't doing it because they are flinching and anticipating. And if you honestly, if you were to do the dummy drill with them, mix in some dummy rounds in the magazine with their other ammo, and when they saw that front sight or that red dot jerk down when it goes click and tell them, okay, you're going to be more in here. I want to see absolutely no movement when this gun goes click next time. They're going to go bang, 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 and all those shots are going to go right where they're supposed to.
Yep. And, Tom, I have to tell you one other thing. About a month ago, I told you about a new drill I developed for an indoor range because we got tired of trying to hit the little red circle in the middle of the big paper target. So I got these targets that just have two big kill zones. It's got a kind of a big oval where, you know, for center mass and then a smaller oval where the head is. And the drill is not to try to center the shot, but just put it five shots as quick as you can in the lower target. Change mags, five shots, shooting as quickly as you can in the upper, you know, head kill zone. And it doesn't matter where in the kill zone. And you try to do it one strong hand only, and they love it because it's more realistic because you're doing five shots quick, mag change, five shots quick, which is so much more realistic than taking 4 to 5 seconds to line up a shot to hit the little red bullseye, which is totally unrealistic.
Let me ask you a question because you're doing all this experimentation. Have you seen the phenomenon that people sometimes shoot better one-handed than two-handed?
I have, actually. I have. Because when they're taking 5 or 6 seconds to line up the shot, and then they jerk it at, you know, the very last second.
Well, they know also shooting one-handed, they have to concentrate and have a good trigger press. They forget to do that two-handed. I have seen many times people shoot better one-handed, and also with one-handed with their offhand, they'll shoot better groups than they do two-handed. It's the strangest thing, but it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, is that with the two hands, they're not thinking about the details, and they're not pressing the trigger correctly. Great stories. I appreciate the call, sir. All right, 866-TALK-GUN, or Tom Talk Gun. We're looking for those range reports, those stories, or if you think I said something that you just disagree with, well, take a number, because there's a lot of you. But, yeah, we'll move you to the front of the line. Be right back.
The new Smith & Wesson Model 1854 is now chambered in .45-70. More power, more punch, more ready than ever for the backcountry. With a 20-inch stainless barrel, large loop lever for gloved hands, and that legendary Smith & Wesson smooth action, this lever gun is built to run hard and hit harder. Add in a flat face trigger and classic walnut stock, and you've got a rifle that honors 170 years of American craftsmanship.
Want the latest in guns, gear, and shooting info straight into your inbox? Sign up for the Gun Talk newsletter. Get insider access to reviews, exclusive deals, training tips, and the hottest stories from the range delivered every week. Don't miss out on the news and offers every shooter needs to know. It's fast, free, and easy. Sign up today at GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Black Hills Ammo is now loading a 300 PRC round with a Hi-VC Hornady 225 grain ELD match projectile. The 300 PRC design eliminated the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increased the body diameter. The result is increased powder capacity and a nearly 150 feet per second velocity increase to 2800 FPS. The 300 PRC 225 ELD match provides superior capability on distant targets. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Looking for real talk about guns, gear, and the shooting lifestyle? Then tune in to Gun Talk Nation. Each week, your host, me, Ryan Gresham, sits down with industry insiders, trainers, and everyday shooters to bring you the stories, news, insights you won't hear anywhere else. Whether it's the latest innovations, pro tips for the range, or the hot topics everyone's buzzing about, you'll find it here. Subscribe now to Gun Talk Nation, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, laissez-le, bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll. It is Mardi Gras time. Let's roll down to Cajun country. Maurice is on line 4 out in Lake Charles. Hey, Maurice, hope you're staying safe for Mardi Gras right now.
I am staying safe. I'm staying in my kitchen. it just gets too crazy. I used to have a house that was on the parade route, and I'd go out there and we'd party all night long with all the. But since I sold that house, I don't Mardi Gras much anymore. I love the king cakes. Hey, I want to say I am a big fan of the 1911-45 big bore guns. I love them. I love my revolvers, but where I'm running into an issue is in my concealed carry. And I had a little Kel-Tec 380, which is equivalent to one of the little small Ruger 380s, small gun, comfortable to carry. But I got big hands, and I couldn't shoot that worth a hoot. I'd go to pull the trigger, and first off, I had trouble getting my finger in there. And when I pull the trigger, and I'm a good shot, I keep pulling off, and I'm going, if I had to shoot something past 5 feet, I'd miss it. So I started experimenting with some different guns to carry and some small revolvers, and I finally ended up with a little Taurus 380 with a 14 round. And you know what? All these guns are so dang heavy they kept pulling my pants off. I mean, yep. I'm walking down the street holding my pants like somebody's in the hood, And I'm going, this just ain't gonna work. So I was down at my gun shop the other day, and my dealer said, "Look, I want to show you something." He had a little Kel-Tec P1722, and I know some of these people are going to say 22. Oh my God! But 22 ammunition's come a long way. There's some pretty potent stuff out there. That one, okay, I'll give it a try. This thing fits my hand perfectly. It weighs 10 ounces. It goes in my pocket perfectly. It's comfortable to wear because I just put them in my pocket. And ambidextrous safety, adjustable sights, and we looked at $229. I'm going to try it. I love it. I mean, 22 might not be the optional ammunition for self-defense, but I figure, within 10 or 12 feet, 16 rounds ought to do something.
It's better than nothing every time, and, you got to figure out what works for you. Look, I like your choice. Nothing wrong with that. I would also throw out, kind of going back to a previous caller, if you get over to the gun store and they have one, take a look at that new Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 2.0.
They didn't. That's what I wanted to see, and they didn't have it. And
they're hard to find.
Yeah.
I like your choice. I think it works for you. And the other thing is, and let me throw this out. I was talking to a friend earlier, as you get older, these heavy guns really hurt your back if you're carrying them all day long. And so I'm looking for lighter guns, too. I'm in the same bandwagon as you're in.
I'm just not ready for suspenders yet,
Yeah, that's a whole different lifestyle choice there, I guarantee you. Look, I got to keep running. I appreciate the call, Maurice. Let's go grab Pat online, too, out of Oregon. Hey, Pat, you're on Gun Talk. Oh, hey, Pat, you there? All right, drop down to 5, if you would, and let's grab Evan out of Denver, Colorado. Hey, Evan, welcome to Gun Talk.
Appreciate it, sir. You're always great to listen to, and once in a while I can talk to you.
My story
today isn't directly about guns, but it's about guns in the long run. I have a son who works for T.D. Albright's on the eastern shore of Maryland, and he's a retired Marine Corps officer. He finally sent me a great book, which I highly recommend. It's simply called The History of Browning Firearms. And there's more great pictures in there and a great story about that great designer. But for me personally, I came across a gun I'd never seen before. It was called the Browning Automatic Long Rifle 22. And so I'm putting that on my bucket list. That's really about all I have to say, sir.
Okay, the History of Browning Firearms. It's available, Amazon, other different places. And Browning, and I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. Because the history of Browning, or John Moses Browning, is fascinating. The word genius is tossed around pretty freely, but he obviously was a genius. He would invent a gun in a week or 2 weeks. And it was amazing. Shotguns, rifles, handguns, it didn't matter. Machine guns were still, the U.S. military still uses some of his designs. It's pretty crazy out there. And of course, there's the 1911, but there's a whole lot of different ones as well. Let's see. Our number here, by the way, is 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun. I mentioned weight, and A full-size 1911 is probably going to tip the scales at 37 to 40 ounces. It's a lot of weight. We have some really good lightweight guns. You know, probably the SIG P365 changed a lot of people's ideas of what's available. And then a whole lot of other guns, you know, the Springfield Army Hellcat and Smith & Wesson Bodyguard and the Shield. And I mean, everybody had them. And they're really good. And they're lightweight. And they're very shootable. The one thing I would say is they're shootable if you hold on to them, because lighter weight means more recoil. Grip it tight. I mean, like, really grip it tight and lean forward. We call it nose over toes. Get your nose where it's over your toes, lean forward into the gun, give it a lot of resistance, and grip it so tight, and then when you shoot it, you'll find that you're able to stay on target, and these light guns don't kick so much. So they're very carryable, and with the right technique, they're also very shootable. And frankly, it's a good choice for most of us.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports. You're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to, like, get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do, like, a little bit of practice each day. And then sports, we have games and practice. But I find, like, with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh man, what a show we have had today. Oh yeah, we're going to continue this for the after show. If you want to call me right now, we'll put you into the after show. Just call me at Tom Talk Gun. I mean, we had the United States, let's see, U.S. Attorney, Assistant U.S. Attorney General, Harmeet Dillon. We had Ted Nugent. We had Dave Workman talking about revolvers and the .41 Magnum. And then we had Mark Graney, the best-selling author of the Gray Man series. That was fun, talking to him about shooting and his experiences and the training he's taken. And it's one of the reasons that I really enjoy his books, because he gets the guns right. He gets the use of the guns right. Talking to a friend of mine yesterday, actually, he said he was out at the range and he was doing some work with a retired sheriff buddy of his, and they're drawing and shooting. He says, yeah, I got a bad grip. Sometimes I had to adjust my grip. And I told him, I said, if you're drawing and getting a bad grip and having to adjust it once your gun comes out, you need to slow down. Getting a good grip on your gun is essential to the whole process. And I suggested, look, when you're doing your dry practice, again, no ammo in the room, work on getting a good grip. Don't work on speed. The hand comes back and jams down onto the pistol. It jams down so you get a good grip on your pistol. And maybe you even just do your move so that you're just holding that gun and making sure you get a good grip. And then you can practice coming out. But don't go so fast. Slow it down. Because if you're going for speed and getting a bad grip, you're not going to shoot well. I am convinced, I don't want to sound like an old fogey here, but I'm convinced that a lot of people work on their speed and lose their fundamentals. And if you would just slow down a little bit, slow down 10 or 20% and work on getting a good grip, work on, if you have a safety, activating the safety, work on pressing the gun out in front of you and work on starting the take up on the trigger as the gun is coming forward. Yes, we're putting the finger on the trigger as we're coming out on target. Why would we do that? Because you may have to shoot before you actually get the gun all the way out in front of you. If you're talking about self-defense, once the gun is level and pointed at the threat, you can shoot even when it's right next to your side if you got to get them off of you. But you got to work on that trigger press and take it up the slack and come up against the wall on the trigger so that when necessary, you can press the trigger. These are all things you're going to learn in a good class. But the dry practice, I think, is critical, is important. There are a lot of ways you can go. There's a cool little app that's free, available for your phone called PAR, P-A-R. And it's just a timer. It's not exactly a shot timer. It's a timer that goes off. You go set for 3 seconds or 2 seconds or 1 second, whatever you want, so that you can draw and get off your dry fire shot within that time. If you're using something like that, don't set the time too slow or too quick. Again, you want to work on your fundamentals. You draw, your grip, you move back your gun, get a good firing grip on the gun, a firing grip on the gun while it's in the holster. So that when the moment it comes out of the holster, you already have your good firing grip. And just work on moving that nice and slow and then get faster and faster as you get your fundamentals. Going to a class will help you tremendously. You know how much I encourage people to get training, and it really pays off. But there are a lot of things you can do in the meantime, whether it's dry practice at home or getting out to the range. Also, think about signing up and doing some competition. You know, most of these clubs are happy to have newcomers come out there, and they'll help you get started. In the meantime, give me a call if you want to be on the after show. That's Tom Talk Gun. Go out and do some shooting this week. Maybe even buy a new gun. Why not? Certainly buy ammo. Prices are going to go up. I guarantee you. In the meantime, check us out on YouTube and Spotify. Gun Talk videos are everywhere. Be safe, check your six, and carry all the time.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Lawmakers are advancing the Service Dogs Assisting Veterans Act, which would provide federal grants to nonprofits that train and place service dogs with disabled veterans. Training a service dog can cost tens of thousands of dollars, making access difficult without financial support. Supporters say service dogs help veterans manage PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and mobility impairments while improving independence and quality of life. The bill reflects growing bipartisan recognition of service animals as a legitimate health care support. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen.
Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. Secret Service agents shot and killed an intruder at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the report.
Early Sunday morning, an armed man drove into the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, before being shot and killed. The U.S. Secret Service says the man entered the property with a gas can and a shotgun. When he raised the weapon to his shooting position, the agents and a local sheriff's deputy fired. Although President Trump often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House when the incident occurred. Greg Clugston reporting.
Snow picking up intensity as a powerful storm expected to rapidly strengthen in the coming hours off the mid-Atlantic coast. The worst of the storm felt overnight Sunday and through Monday, when more than a foot is forecast to fall in a corridor from Delaware to southeast Massachusetts. Blizzard warnings from coastal Virginia to southern New Hampshire. At least seven states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, declared states of emergency. A new government decision is causing frustration for some travelers.
The Department of Homeland Security has suspended the TSA pre-check and global entry airport security programs while there's a partial government shutdown. Both programs are meant to help speed registered travelers through security lines. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says airports and ports of entry also are suspending courtesy and special privilege escorts. The trade group Airlines for America, which represents major carriers, says it's past time for Congress to get to the table and get a deal done. The partial government shutdown began February 14th after Democrats and the White House couldn't reach a deal on legislation to fund Homeland Security. Donna Warder, Washington.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Israeli airstrikes on eastern Lebanon have killed eight Hezbollah members.
Officials from the terrorist group say eight of their members died in the strike near a village in eastern Lebanon. Hezbollah also says the Israeli strikes killed three local officials as well. Officials from the terrorist group spoke on Saturday. The Israeli military says it hit Hezbollah missile units at command centers in the Baalbek area.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Lebanon's health ministry says the airstrikes killed 10 people, including two foreigners, and wounded 24 others. In another war zone, Russia launched a major overnight missile and drone attack on Ukraine, killing one person near Kyiv and damaging homes and energy sites. Ukraine's emergency service said responders did rescue eight people. Ukraine's Air Force also reporting Ukrainian defenses down most of the missiles and drones. News and analysis at townhall.com. NASA aims to send astronauts to the moon in March after acing the latest rocket fueling test. NASA could launch four astronauts on the Artemis II mission as soon as March 6 to keep their options open. The three Americans and one Canadian plan to go into a two-week health quarantine on Friday night. It's all English all the time for professional drivers. Keith Peters has more.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the latest effort Friday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officers. Keith Peters, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
test. If you broke your leg, maybe you have osteoporosis because of low vitamin D. And she hemmed and hawed. Finally, you know, found out that it cost all of about $70. I sent her a check for $70, so she happily went and got a vitamin D test. And lo and behold, her vitamin D was 7, among the lowest I've ever seen. And, of course, her bones were turning to chalk. I got her on vitamin D finally. And this is just an example of how cost containment would have deprived her of the opportunity to get her vitamin D tested. And vitamin D has been a continuous theme here on Intelligent Medicine for practically as long as I've broadcast. I believe I was a vitamin D pioneer. Now it's quite in vogue to talk about vitamin D. But early on, I insisted that my patients get vitamin D tests. And in fact, I was one of the few to have a vitamin D test machine in my laboratory, in my practice, many, many years ago before it was in fashion. And we frequently talk about vitamin D here on Intelligent Medicine. I just did a quick search of my archives of articles about vitamin D, and I'll just run through them briefly. And it's just a mere sampling of some of the articles about the benefits of vitamin D. Infections in children reduced a bit by 2,000 international units of vitamin D. Can high-dose vitamin D prevent diabetes? Vitamin D and dementia incidents. Vitamin D aids immunotherapy, a type of cancer therapy that is now increasingly successful. Iron and vitamin D levels reduce depression in pregnancy. Vitamin D protects telomeres, a randomized controlled trial. Effects of vitamin D on prenatal and child health outcomes. A new JAMA study on vitamin D and digestive cancers, especially colon cancer, pancreatic cancer. Research links vitamin K2 and D to predictor of cardiovascular disease. And this is an interesting one. Personalized dosing could overcome vitamin D deficiency pandemic. And what that means is that just by giving, say, 1,000 or even 2,000 international units of vitamin D, that may not be enough for some people. Some people metabolize vitamin D differently, and we need to target blood levels of vitamin D when we do these studies, not merely just dish out one-size-all doses of vitamin D. Here's another one. Vitamin D and multinutrients may impact lung health for COPD. Vitamin D deficiency linked to higher risk of early onset dementia. Vitamin D deficiency leading to losing muscle strength by 78%. Vitamin D levels linked to metabolic syndrome in patients with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Are you getting tired already? I just have a few more. Vitamin D in major chronic diseases. Young onset dementia risk increased by vitamin D deficiency, as is depression. Heart month. Oh, this month is heart month. This headline, why aren't we talking about vitamin D? Vitamin D improves outcomes of hospitalized COVID-19 patients. We've known that. Vitamin D may alleviate menstrual cramping. Heart attack risk halved in adults with heart disease taking tailored vitamin D doses, not just a one-size-fits-all, but vitamin D to achieve optimal blood levels that require testing. New study, vitamin D protects against COVID-19 mRNA-injection-induced myocarditis, you know, the side effect of COVID-19 shots. And finally, this one, and I'm not done. I just, you know, you're getting tired of hearing about these. Is vitamin D deficiency linked to peripheral neuropathy? And on and on and on it goes. Well, there, despite all that evidence, there is an effort underway by the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who heads it up, should know better. That says, despite clear guidance from the Endocrine Society, routine screening in low-risk populations remains common and costly. And they pick one state. With Oregon, vitamin D testing has been identified as one of the top 15 low-value services. They say it's a low-value service. Well, what about how come every time you go to the doctor's office, every 6 months or every year, they check your cholesterol? They check. Why do they check your cholesterol? Because there is a drug and a series of drugs that can be utilized to address high cholesterol, which is said to be the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular disease risk, right? So But they say that it is a, quote, low-value service, representing a substantial opportunity for cost savings and practice alignment. And they're proud of this initiative. So they said that in an effort to reduce the volume of low vitamin D testing across a academic health system, a multidisciplinary working group designed and implemented a best practice advisory to prevent vitamin D testing from being performed without an approved indication. In other words, you shouldn't test routinely. This is unnecessary. We can cut costs. As a result, and they're proud of this, they're proud of their initiative. This is a cost-saving initiative. They've saved Medicare and insurers from excessive costs due to unnecessary tests. They say the proportion of indicated vitamin D tests increased, so in other words, the testing the right way, the number of vitamin D tests overall decreased by 25% within the 12 months of the intervention. And as a result, they saved a whopping $112,000. Now, $112,000 can get you maybe an emergency room visit and an overnight stay in a hospital these days, so it's not that much in the way of saving. So it's the article's entitled Curbing Unnecessary Vitamin D Testing. And they're quite proud of their initiative to for cost containment at the expense of your health. Yeah, they'll test your cholesterol six ways to Sunday. But when it comes to vitamin D, it's a low-value test. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots more coming up today on our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all-natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between
me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215-215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text RULE to 215-215. That's RULE to 215-215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And if you call that number, you'll get right into the doctor's office. Well, it involves a little bit of deferred gratification because when you record a question, it may take a week or so, and we'll circle back and we'll answer your question as we're about to do with this caller. Let's hear it.
I read somewhere where if you're on a blood pressure medication, you should separate it from magnesium by 2 hours. Is that necessary? Thank you.
Okay, this is an interesting question because, first of all, let's tackle the question. It was, does magnesium help with blood pressure? And according to the studies, indeed, taking magnesium can help you lower your blood pressure. So here's a study entitled Magnesium Supplementation and Blood Pressure. And in the background of the study, they say that there are inconsistent reports regarding the effect of magnesium intake on blood pressure, both in patients with normal blood pressure and patients who were hypertensive. And so they did a meta-analysis, that's a study of studies, that looked at 38 different randomized controlled trials, nearly 3,000 participants, and different doses of magnesium from kind of low doses to a little higher doses. Average dose of elemental magnesium, 365 milligrams. That might be 2 or 3 capsules of a chelated magnesium supplement on average. And what they found was, indeed, there was a modest decrease in blood pressure. The systolic went down 2.8 points, and the diastolic went down 2 points, so it's a modest reduction in blood pressure. It's not likely that if you take a magnesium pill, your blood pressure is going to plummet, you're going to feel lightheaded and fall down and bonk your head. as is the case sometimes when you first try a new blood pressure medication. So they conclude, our findings support the beneficial effect of magnesium on reducing blood pressure in both patients with high blood pressure and, you know, even in patients who have normal blood pressure. So, yes, indeed, it helps. So the question is, you know, should you separate your magnesium from your blood pressure pill? And it might be argued that if you're already lowering your blood pressure, do you want to add magnesium to it because your blood pressure might plummet? And the answer is because of the mild effect of magnesium, that's unlikely to happen. However, there is a category of blood pressure medications called calcium channel blockers. And they're less frequently used than most other blood pressure medications, but there are a couple, amlodipine and verapamil, that are calcium channel blockers. And because magnesium is also kind of a calcium channel blocker, it competes with calcium at certain sites on cells, so a competitive inhibitor of calcium, it competes with calcium, it might be advisable if you're taking calcium channel blockers to separate your magnesium from your blood pressure medication. Now, for the most part, that's not going to be a big whoop. It's not likely that you're going to have some sort of adverse reaction. You're certainly not going to counteract the effect of the blood pressure medication, interfere with its effectiveness. You might have a little bit of an add-on effect, but it won't be much, and it won't cause you to pass out. This item, you know, with the cold weather here, man, it's really been cold here in New York. Finally, we're getting some relief. When it's like 31 degrees, it now feels like it's a balmy day here in New York because we've had single-digit temperatures for as protracted a period as I can remember. And I've been in New York for 50-plus years. I've been doing a lot of sauna. And here's an article about sauna. Sauna can lower dementia risk and boost brain health. They did a study of nearly 14,000 people age 30 to 69. And they found that visiting a sauna 9 to 12 times a month had a 90% reduced risk of dementia. There was also some evidence that the sauna helped to increase levels of BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is kind of like Miracle-Gro for the brain cells. Also, a participant's brainwave activity resembled a relaxed state after the sauna, and there are anti-inflammatory effects of sauna as well. So heat therapy has some really brain-protective and body-protective effects and is worth undertaking. Also, cardiovascular benefits. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, You can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional resale reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHopInStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHopInStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You from slipping and sliding in snow and ice, and anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. ISSE is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. ISSE is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSE, I-S-S-E, really, ISSE.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with a $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This item in about shoulder MRIs. How many of you out there have had shoulder pain? Please raise your hand. And probably, we should ask it the other way. How many of you out there have never had shoulder pain? We wouldn't see hardly any hands because most people at one point or another get shoulder pain. And yeah, if you're a baseball pitcher and you're making $30 million a year and you have a little bit of a tweak in your shoulder, they're going to do an MRI because you are a valuable commodity and maybe corrective surgery or some kind of intervention, a shot or something, PRP, stem cells, any one of a number of interventions could help extend your career. But if you're an ordinary person, you're probably going to have shoulder pain. at some point. And the first impulse is, got to get an MRI. Got to get a shoulder MRI. Let's see what's going on there. That kind of makes sense, right? You have pain, and it must relate to some kind of problem within your shoulder. So let's take a look-see. So just to give you an idea, 40 million MRIs are performed in the U.S. annually at a cost of, I mean, the price varies because usually you don't see the cost. But if you look at your insurance statement, you know, it may be that you have a small copay or Medicare or Medicaid pays for it. And you have an incidental payment, but hospital charges upwards of $1,000 for your MRI. There are thousands of MRI machines in where I live in New York City alone. Thousands. Just one big hospital, NYU Langone, has 50 MRI machines. There are more MRI machines in New York City probably than in many sizable countries, because it is a big revenue producer. These are expensive, and, you know, you can charge insurance or Medicare. Here's an item that I did not know. Each MRI consumes in a year as much energy as 26 four-person households consume in 1 year. 26 four-person. So it's very high energy, energy intensive kind of treatment. It creates those very, very high magnetic fields to yield images. And so they did a study, and, you know, it's so interesting that MRIs have been in use for decades, and it's only now that they have decided to do a study to see how effective, how diagnostic these MRIs are. The study was done in Finland, and it's entitled Incidental Rotator Cuff Abnormalities on Magnetic Resonance Imaging. So they looked at 602 Finnish adults aged 41 to 76 who underwent MRIs of both shoulders. And doing both shoulders is useful because you can kind of compare. You can say, I have pain in my left shoulder. So say, well, we'll do an MRI of your left shoulder, but we'll also do an MRI of your right shoulder, and we'll compare. We'll see, like, you know, the one where you don't have pain versus the one that you have pain. And we can make a comparison for the purposes of the study. And what they found was this. 99% had at least one abnormality. Remember, these adults were 41 to 76, so relatively young, middle-aged folks, not just simply elderly folks. They found that abnormalities were present in both the asymptomatic, 96% of the shoulders that were no problems had abnormalities, and in the symptomatic, it was slightly higher, 98%, but not a big difference. So what they say is that abnormalities on MRI are nearly universal after the age of 40, and that routine imaging should not guide diagnosis or treatment of what's called atraumatic shoulder pain. Now, it's one thing if you have a traumatic shoulder injury. If you have a ski accident, your shoulder's dislocated or something, and there's, you know, very high likelihood of tearing, which might require repair. But sore shoulder, real common. They found the most, you know, one of the most common findings was what's called a partial tear. 62% had what seemed to be a partial tear, but it was inconsequential. 25% had tendinopathy, which means, like, you know, inflamed tendon. 11% had a full tendon tear, which arguably could be an indication for surgery, but often not, because with the right kind of physical therapy and tincture of time, just waiting, even full, you know, tendon tears can either heal or the pain goes away. So they say that emerging evidence from other musculoskeletal regions like the hips and the knees suggests that the association between imaging abnormalities and clinical symptoms may be less certain than previously assumed. You think so? So, you know, and if you have a shoulder pain and immediately demand an MRI, maybe, just maybe, it could be a waste of money, a waste of time, and it could also make you think that you've got something fundamentally wrong with your shoulder. It's like if you're past a certain age, if you're 50 or 60 or 70, you take an MRI of your knee, or take an MRI of your hip, or take an MRI of your shoulder, or even an MRI of your brain, you're going to find some discouraging abnormalities that make you think you're broken. And sometimes structure does not dictate function. You can function perfectly well with some wear and tear on your different body parts. And don't even get me started on full body MRIs. They really can be misleading. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance, or as we sometimes like to abbreviate, PFLB, is a professional line. They offer a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition. There's Cogumin SLCP, which is a bioavailable form of curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, where it helps protect brain tissue. There's Magtine, which may support healthy cognitive function, learning and memory. And there's, you know, I like the abbreviation, phosphatidylserine, PS, I forgot something. Well, PS is a supplement that has been shown to have memory benefits. All those are products that are available to you from PFLB. Also, they have a combo supplement, Brain Regain, which is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous to supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer, premium dietary supplements. So this item here, and, you know, I mentioned in a newsletter article a while ago, I'm learning German. And check out the article, because there's some really wonderful studies that suggest that language learning is one of the best activities for helping you to maintain cognitive functioning. And here's yet another study that underscores that. Lifelong learning linked to 5-year delay in Alzheimer's onset. In the summary, they say new research reveals that consistent cognitive engagement from childhood through late adulthood, never too late, is associated with significantly lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. How significant? Check this out. Individuals in the top 10% for lifetime mental activity had a 38% lower risk of Alzheimer's and a 36% lower risk of what's called MCI, mild cognitive impairment, compared to folks in the bottom 10%. They say that offers you an additional 5 years of protection against Alzheimer's disease, delaying the onset of Alzheimer's disease by 5 years and mild cognitive impairment by 7 years. And in addition, you know, when they looked at MRIs of the brain, here's another reason why you don't want to necessarily routinely check your brain. How's my brain doing? You can actually see changes in the brain associated with Alzheimer's disease, but in this study, intellectually active people maintained higher cognitive function even when their brain showed significant plaque buildup associated with Alzheimer's. So again, structure, yeah, the brain looks kind of shot, but function, these people were not suffering from dementia. So interesting, the study actually was begun at the age of 80 with these folks, nearly 2,000 people. They did not have dementia, and then they were followed for an average of 8 years. This is interesting, because what they found was People with the highest lifetime enrichment developed Alzheimer's disease at an average age of 94 compared to age 88 for those with the lowest level of enrichment over a five-year delay. Now, caveat here. This is an associative study. So they didn't take groups of people, you know, separate them at childhood and then, you know, keep some people from, you know, intellectual challenges and other people. They were given high levels of intellectual enrichment. So that would be an observational study, impossible to do over a period of, what, 90 plus years. It's an associative study. So it may be that people who are already maybe genetically predisposed to dementia, they just don't remain as intellectually engaged during their lifetime. And the people who already have the smarts or the brain power to engage in challenging intellectual activities, they're a self-selected group who then are more resistant to mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's disease. But nonetheless, there are actually studies that do show that high levels of engagement, avoidance of isolation and loneliness, physical activity, certainly, and the right kind of diet can help reduce the burden of cognitive decline. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, once again, 877-726-8255. That's the way we get questions. That's how we do it. You call, we record your question, and then we play it on the program, and I attempt to answer it. So let's hear one of those.
I have a question about how to lower LP little a, and I tried for 3 years on annual physicals to get my primary care providers to actually order the test, because I found out that after getting a coronary calcium scan before COVID was zero, and after COVID and the vaccine also, it was up to 360. So now I'm developing atherosclerotic heart disease. So I'm curious as to why that is, because I follow a whole 30 diet, take a lot of supplements, most of the ones you recommend, and I'm confused as to why I'm developing this atherosclerotic heart disease. So I finally got them to check the LP little a, and I think the normal high-end value was 100, and mine was over 200.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack in this question. So this is a guy who had, prior to COVID, had a zero score on a calcium scan, which is, you know, reliable predictor of resistance to cardiovascular disease. You know, zero score is as good as it gets. And then, you know, as COVID happened, and, you know, most people got COVID, and we know that COVID can be pro-inflammatory, can affect all the organs of the body, and then the shots are sometimes implicated in cardiovascular problems, mostly myocarditis, not so much atherosclerosis. One wonders why he made the leap from zero to 360. Now, 360 is not suggestive of, you know, imminent cardiovascular death, but it's kind of a moderately high-risk score and does suggest a call to action, like we got to do something. So what's going on? What's the missing ingredient? Well, we could blame COVID, but there's another thing potentially to blame, because we fixate on cholesterol, and maybe we slice and dice it, and we look at cholesterol, and we look at LDL versus HDL, and then we look at LDL particle size, and we can look at apolipoprotein B, and these are things that are addressed with cholesterol-lowering medication. But there's this other factor that's emerging as a factor of concern, and It's sometimes referred to as residual risk or remnant risk. When we do everything we can to lower cholesterol, we got people who want statins and even more powerful drugs now, and people still get cardiovascular disease, maybe we're missing the boat on a risk factor. And that risk factor is emerging as LP little a. And LP little a is something that is largely genetic. It's about 90% genetic. And once you have a score that's over 75, you ought to start thinking about risk reduction. And what they've said about that is that diet doesn't matter. It's all genetic. And we don't have any drugs to lower LP little a. So let's do everything we can to reduce the other risk factors. So make sure you exercise. Make sure you do take statins, even if your cholesterol is fairly normal. Maybe even lower your cholesterol even more to somewhat reduce your risk factors, because there's nothing we can do about LP little a. Well, soon there will be drugs that specifically target LP little a. They're on the launch pad, and they'll probably be available within a year or two. Initially, I think they'll be injectable. Eventually, they'll be oral. They are called... They're reverse RNA inhibitors, and they actually inhibit the formation of LP little a. It's kind of a breakthrough. They figured out how to do this, and when it comes to drugs. Niacin will reduce LPA, but there are no studies that suggest that that is associated with a reduced cardiovascular risk. So you could maybe lower things, and I mean, niacin will reduce cholesterol too, but it kind of struck out as something that reduces the ultimate endpoint, which is cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular death. There is some evidence that some of the newer cholesterol-lowering drugs somewhat reduce LP little a, the so-called PCSK9 inhibitor drugs that are injectable, and soon they're going to introduce some oral ones. But they're going to get targeted. They're called antisense oligonucleotides and small interfering RNA agents, which target LPA. And they can reduce it by more than 70%. So that would be a breakthrough for people like you. 200 is too high. We want to get it below 100, even better yet, below 75. To reduce your risk of progressing in terms of your calcium deposits in your arteries. When it comes to diet, it's kind of controversial. It seems like diets on kind of the extreme ends of the spectrum, vegetarian diets, but also ketogenic diets may be helpful for LPA. But you would be a prime candidate for the drugs once they come out. So follow up on that. Good work on your part, you know, the detective work, urging your doctor to do a test that they might ordinarily not consider due to cost containment. Save some money to the insurance company or Medicare. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm John Scott. A powerful nor'easter causing big problems. New York Governor Kathy Hochul putting the storm in perspective.
It's going to exceed all expectations even now, so you need to be prepared for the worst. And in fact, New York City is bracing for one to make some history, being the top 10 worst winter storms in the last 150 years. So digest that for a second. We talk about that's the history we do not want to make.
There will be life-threatening travel, 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts, and widespread power outages. New York City, Boston, and Philadelphia are all projected to receive between 18 and 24 inches of snow. The U.S. tops in the hockey world for the first time in almost a half century. Donna Warder has more.
The U.S. has beaten Canada 2-1 at the Milan Cortina Olympics, earning the team a gold medal. American Jack Hughes scored in overtime. The group of college kids who pulled off the miracle on ice in 1980. This U.S. team this year was a roster full of NHL players, but they were still underdogs against the Canadians. Hughes says this is all about our country right now. He lost at least one front tooth, taking a high stick during the game. I'm Donna Warder.
Oman says the next round of talks between the United States and Iran will be Thursday in Geneva. Oman previously hosted the indirect talks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program and facilitated the latest round in Geneva last week. U.S. futures lower and Asian markets have climbed after the Supreme Court struck down most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs. Tokyo's markets, they were closed for a holiday. Trading was tentative across markets after the ruling and after the president pledged to put tariffs on other countries using other avenues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The feds believe they know who's bankrolling Antifa.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau has identified major funding sources linked to Antifa and is pursuing enforcement actions against those responsible. Patel did not reveal the specific donors, but indicated that further details will be disclosed as the financial investigation progresses.
That's Keith Peters. The director criticized former Presidents Obama and Biden for downplaying the group and pledged to track its financial backers. Ongoing investigations have already led to some prosecutions related to violent incidents, including assaults on federal agents and ICE officers. Authorities in Ohio arresting a former contestant on American Idol charged him with shooting and killing his wife and staging the crime scene to mislead investigators. Caleb Flynn pleading not guilty to charges of murder, assault, and tampering with evidence. He was arrested Thursday in Tip City. News and analysis at townhall.com. On the international front, five European nations have announced a new program to produce low-cost air defense systems using Ukrainian expertise.
Friday's initiative of the E5 nations, that's France, Poland, Germany, the UK and Italy, comes as one of many European efforts to bolster defense along their borders, like a drone war with Russia and Ukraine, to better detect, track and intercept violations of Europe's airspace. Both Moscow and Kyiv have cutting-edge drone warfare capabilities forged in the grim laboratory of war, where battlefield innovations have rewritten modern battle tactics. UK Minister Luke Pollard says nations are investing together in the next generation of air defence and autonomous systems to strengthen NATO's shield. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Russia launched a major overnight missile and drone attack on Ukraine, killing one person near Kyiv and damaging homes and energy sites. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with a detective character created by American author S.S. Van Dyne. Then we resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar Bob Bailey-led storyline, The Confidential Matter. Jackson Beck was short-statured, but had a giant of a voice. For example, he was the announcer for The Adventures of Superman. Right now, though, he handles a character created by Willard Huntington Wright, who wrote novels under that distinctive pen name of S.S. Van Dyne. This is the Full Dress Murder Case, from June 13th of 1950.
Yep, gets pretty lonely pounding a beat in this neighborhood, Mr. Gorham. Glad to walk a little way with you.
Oh, it's just the other way around, officer. Walking home alone at midnight in this section isn't my idea of fun, eh?
You know pretty near all the characters around here, don't you?
All of them that ever checked into the hotel I clerk at. That is, if you're charitable and can call it a hotel.
Ah, poor fellas. I kind of feel sorry for some of them.
Yes, some of them. Yes, fellas like Johnny Edwards, Boxcar Charlie, or Billy Duke. Nice boys who just never quite made it. They'll work, only nobody will give them a job.
Well, Mr. Gorham, everybody's got their own problems.
Yes, indeed.
Some guys who... Oh,
look.
Look where?
Well, over there, behind the ash cans. There's a body lying there.
There is. Well, we'll soon see about that. It's a body, all right.
Oh.
A body in a full-dress suit.
Oh, that is all I need. I won't sleep for a week now.
I've got to phone in a report on this right away.
Yes, hurry.
Some swell got himself murdered. Why did he have to do it on my beat?
Officer, wait just a minute.
For what?
I think I know this man.
Now, Mr. Gorham, you know a lot of the characters from around here on account of your job, but you think you know this fella in the full-dress suit?
I'm positive I know him. Evening clothes or no evening clothes, I know him. He stays at my hotel anytime he has a buck for a room. The dead guy, all dressed up in a full-dress suit, is Boxcar Charlie.
Oh.
chance if I can't have a siren on my car?
Well, there's the little matter of seeing that guilty people are punished, that the laws are upheld, little things like that, Markham.
I know. But I think this siren is a throwback to the days when I was a kid wanting to be a fireman.
I wanted to be a streetcar conductor.
I'll have to have a bell put in this car for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, there's the spot where they found the body, Vance. Just up the street where the crowd is gathered.
Glad I was with you when the call came in. A man definitely identified as a derelict, but wearing full evening dress when he was found murdered. Fascinating combination of circumstances.
I thought you'd like it. Now, let's see what we can do about finding out who killed him. After you, Vance.
Right.
Surprising the crowd that'll gather at any hour of the day or night just to see something unusual.
Oh, these people have plenty of time. Excavating work doesn't start for 7 hours or so, and they have to watch something.
That's so.
Let us through, please.
I'm sorry.
Come on, let us through.
If you don't mind. What happened? Please, just out of my way, please. Thank you. Hello, officer. I'm District Attorney Markham.
Oh, I recognize you, Mr. Markham. I'm Riley, 23rd Precinct. I found the body.
Yes, I know. I see it hasn't been removed.
I'm waiting for the men from the morgue now, Mr. Markham.
While we're waiting, is it all right for me to examine the body?
Go ahead, Vance. It's all right, Riley. He's Philo Vance.
Oh, Vance is it. Go right ahead, Mr. Vance.
Thank you. I don't think I'll be more than a few moments.
Right, Vance. Officer.
Yes, sir?
Your report said the dead man lived at a very cheap hotel down in this section. Yet, when you found him, he was wearing evening clothes.
That it did, Mr. Markham. And don't ask me to explain it, because I can't.
You won't have to, officer, but I think I can.
What was that?
Vance, you took one look at the body, and you can explain why a down-and-out individual would be wearing a dress suit.
Not only that, but I think I have an idea where I can start looking for the killer of our friend, Boxcar Charlie.
Now, Vance, I've seen you do astounding things, but never anything like this. How could you possibly find a clue so quickly?
Charlie was stabbed, but the knife isn't here, so it couldn't be that.
It isn't. And I never saw Charlie while he was living, if that's what you're thinking, Markham.
I'm not thinking anything at the moment.
All right, my friend, let's leave it just that way.
Personally, I never saw anything like this.
All right.
You're pretty smart, Mr. Vance.
Thank you. And now I'm going to investigate the clue I found, which will give me an idea of just how smart I am.
Okay, bum out. Come on,
George,
out.
Just a cup of coffee, George. Just a cup of coffee.
Get out, I said. This is a diner, not a free lunch joint. Willie, open the door. I gotta toss this guy out of here.
Hey, quick, sir. Hey, George,
out! Oh, that's that.
Yeah.
Get rid of him, Willie.
Maybe he'll be back.
I doubt it. Suppose we get organized on that gimmick we got going. Everything's all set up for us.
I don't think so. Another idea about that.
What's the matter with you? Do you have to argue about everything?
It's use of living if you can't argue. No fun in agreeing with people.
And it's no fun in listening to you doubt everything either. Look, let's get something straight.
As if anybody as crooked as us could get anything straight.
There you go again. Anyhow, here's something you can't argue about. Boxcar Charlie is dead, ain't he?
It seemed like that when I stuck a knife in him, but I ain't no doctor. I ain't sure, you know.
I am. He walked into this lunchroom of mine at the wrong time. He heard something he shouldn't have heard, and he had to go.
Well, maybe he didn't hear nothing. We ain't sure he did.
We couldn't take any chances, could we?
Now, don't get sore at me. I killed him, don't forget. Anybody traces that knife and back to us, we can forget about this place and that big plan we got and everything else.
Nobody's gonna do that, don't worry.
Yeah? Who's doing the contradicting now? Okay, Georgie. We got rid of the one guy who might interfere with us. We got clear sailing from here in. It's going to be happy days here again for us unless...
Now what?
Unless somebody gets hep to what we're doing. And then it ain't happy days here again. It's goodbye forever.
Hello, District Attorney Markham speaking.
Anybody that calls the DA's office at 2 o'clock in the morning doesn't rate as dignified an answer as that.
Hello, Vance.
Hello. I thought you'd come right back to your office when I left you after we found that dressed-up body.
And I thought you'd get in touch with me, so we both thought correctly.
That's right. It's a little difficult getting information at this hour, but I think I've finally come up with something.
Something like what?
Something like what I promised you. A place to start investigating the murder of Boxcar Charlie.
I thought you knew that when you looked at the body.
I had only a general idea. It isn't that any longer.
What do you mean?
It's gone, like all good ideas, from the general to the particular.
Oh.
I just thought I'd let you know I'm on the way to a certain diner.
You hungry, Vance?
For information. I've been to 5 diners since I left you. A
According to the phone book, there's only one more particular diner left in town.
One?
Apparently, I've left it to last.
And like most of the cases we've had in this office, when it comes to a lead on a killer, I've left it to Vance.
Keep you pretty busy, don't they, Connie?
Oh, I don't mind. This mission is part of my life, George. I like helping people.
Why not?
Oh, and I want to thank you for bringing those sandwiches. The men will appreciate
it. Oh, I was glad to do it. What's the use of running a coffee shop if you can't give away the food you're not going to sell anyway? How's the big thing coming?
Oh, the benefit?
Yeah.
Better than I had any right to expect. Everybody's helped. They announced it over the radio. The newspaper men have been wonderful, and people are adding tickets.
Good.
I bet I sold more than $1,000 worth today alone.
Why not? It's a good cause. A mission like the one you run here helps people.
It helps unfortunate people. Oh, but the others are being very kind.
Well, why shouldn't they?
Well.
After all, what are other people except unfortunate people who got a break?
Oh, philosophy from a coffee shop owner. Wow. Well, George, I never believed it. Anyhow, I've got $3,000 in cash right here in this envelope, and it'll be $10,000 by tomorrow, I hope.
All I can say is you're a pretty nice gal, Connie. Personally, I...
Oh, here comes a customer, George. Excuse me.
Hello, lady. I'm a poor unfortunate. I sure would like a cup of coffee. Maybe if you had something to go with it, I'd like that, too.
Well, that's what we're here for. It's rather late, but I just got in a fresh batch of sandwiches, so if you'll sit down...
Gee, sure. Thanks. Join me, bud?
No, thanks. Connie.
Yes, Judge?
Don't you think you ought to put this money in a safe or a bank or something?
Oh, not tonight anymore. I haven't got a safe and the banks aren't open. Besides, nobody knows how much there is in this envelope.
Well, $3,000 is a lot of dough. Hey, that bum is going for it.
Stop him, George. George, stop him.
That I will. Give me that envelope.
Let go, man. Let go.
I'll let go, all right. This.
Oh, George.
Oh. I didn't want to do that, but... Then you didn't want to lose that $3,000 either, did you, Connie?
No, or I'll get some water for this poor fellow. Oh, and George, it was good of you to stop him from stealing that money.
Nobody touches that money, Connie.
You mean nobody but me, of course.
Sure. That's exactly what I mean. Hello.
Look, the joint is open, but nothing is going on. The boss is out, and I don't sling no hash.
I wasn't looking for food.
And what are you doing here at 2:30 in the morning? Slumming? Could be that. You look like something from uptown. Huh?
It doesn't matter where I come from, does it?
Maybe it does.
Now, don't be difficult, friend. I'm Philo Vance. Huh? That name mean anything to you?
No, but I'm glad for your sake you got it. Everybody's got to have some kind of a name. Of course, you overdid it a little.
Now, listen, you...
Oh, hey, the coat. Don't bend the coat. Relax.
Okay.
What do you want?
I want to know whether you ever heard of a man they called Boxcar Charlie.
Not that I remember.
You never came in here?
Not that I know of.
You around this place very often?
Not so you could notice.
Where's the owner?
George, I don't know. Out somewhere, I guess.
I see. I'm not getting anywhere. Is there anything you do know, my friend?
Yeah, sure. Try me on that 2 and 2 business.
Look, I've had no sleep and I've very little patience left. Get me a cup of coffee.
Hey, why don't you drink milk, huh? It's better for growing boys. Now beat it, Sonny. I'm awful busy doing nothing.
I've got nowhere to go.
You don't get out of here, they'll be digging you a place to go. Now beat it, I said.
That's right, you did say that. Now, is there any way you know of making me leave?
Yeah, just one very simple way. I ask you nicely, and then this.
That was better than walking around the reservoir. Gave me some exercise, but very little else.
What else did you want? What happened to Willie?
Willie is out. You, George?
Yeah. What hit him besides you?
The truck that just happened to be going through your coffee shop.
That's a shortcut, I guess. More trucks go through here.
George, I've got some questions to ask you.
Isn't that funny? I got no answers. I'll look around for some if you like.
Now, don't you be cute.
Why should I answer anything you ask? Whoever you are.
Look at Willie. Is that a good enough reason?
What'd he do, argue with you? Take the other side or whatever you said? He always did that. You shouldn't have got sore.
The next time I feel my emotions carry me away, I'll remember to ask your permission.
Yeah, do that.
George, I'm Philo Vance. I want to know something about a man called Boxcar Charlie.
Who?
Well, here we go again. George. Remember Willie here?
Oh, Boxcar Charlie. Why didn't you say so? What do you want to know about him?
When did you see him last?
Yesterday sometime. Why?
He was knifed to death earlier tonight.
He was?
Yes.
Well, ain't that too bad. Well, he didn't have very much to live for, though, did he? What are you, a detective?
Not exactly.
Well, in that case, if I was you, you know what I'd do?
Should I?
Yeah. If you're smart, you'd follow your nose right out of here. It's the only way I know of keeping it out of a business that don't concern you.
You're listening to Philo Vance on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Second act of Philo Vance on When Radio Was.
This is District Attorney Markham. The full-dress murder case opened with the finding of the knifed body of Boxcar Charlie, derelict. When discovered, Charlie's body was clothed in full evening dress, which led Philo Vance to announce he knew where to start looking for the killer. Vance told me that a certain diner would supply a clue. But how he arrived at that, or what happened at the diner when he went there, I have yet to find out. Vance is here, however. Vance, I have a theory about the evening clothes.
Have you, Markham?
Yes. Boxcar Charlie wasn't a tramp. He was living in the slums for some reason. Actually, he lived a double life and was known by quite another name in society. That would account for his full dress.
Yes, it would.
Well, then you agree that what I believe is possible.
Oh, definitely. Of course, I haven't done any investigation along those lines, but it is possible.
If you haven't investigated, it's because you're on an entirely different and, chances are, a much more logical angle.
Well, it is different, I'll tell you that.
Will you also tell me what it is, what other reason there could be for a broken-down character to be wearing top hat and tails?
No, I will not. Not yet. But I must very shortly.
Well, that's something. And by the way, why must you?
Because you'll find out for yourself very shortly.
Well, that's interesting news. Tell me what you found out at George's diner, would you, Vance?
I think I found out who killed Charlie.
Just like that.
Yes. I have several reasons for thinking that. One of them being the fact that it was so hard to get information about Charlie from the owner of the diner and his friend Willie.
How do you know they knew him?
That I've got to keep to myself until I'm sure they did. Remember, I said I only think I know our killers. When I'm sure, and when I find why Charlie was killed, I'll let you know. And let you in on how I know.
Connie?
Oh, I'm over here, George. Come on over.
Brought you some fresh coffee from the shop this morning, Connie.
Oh, thanks. Would you set it down right there, please?
Sure.
Thanks. Guess how much came in this morning?
A lot, huh?
Mm-hmm. $8,000, George. I've got over $11,000 right here. Isn't that wonderful? Mm. I'll be able to build a sleeping dormitory and put in a kitchen and... Oh, golly, I think people are nice, don't you?
Some of them, Connie. I still think you ought to put that money in a safe place.
Oh, I will. As soon as someone comes in to relieve me, I'll go to the bank. Oh, it was wonderful opening those letters and seeing all the money that...
Hold everything, you two.
Well, what? George, he's got a gun. George!
What's the matter with your boyfriend, lady? Can't he talk?
What do you want? This is a mission. There's nothing here you can steal.
I wouldn't say that. I'll take that envelope on that desk, lady.
Oh, no, please. That isn't my money. It belongs to
me. It's gonna belong to me. No. That's all I care about. Now hand it over.
George.
Okay, Connie. Now look, you. That money is charity dough. It's supposed to help poor people.
What's the matter? You think I'm rich? Give me that.
No,
please. Yeah, now that's better. Now, both of you be nice and quiet for 5 minutes.
No, you don't. Hey, I knocked the gun out of his hand. Grab it, Connie.
All right. Oh.
You're not grabbing any gun, lady.
George.
Hold it. I got my gun back, and you got your boyfriend on the
floor.
Now, see that he stays there for a few minutes, and you stay here, too, to take care of him, which will be also taking care of yourself. $10,000 already, Georgie, and I ain't through yet.
It'll be over $11,000.
I don't think so.
Again, he don't think so. Don't you ever agree with anything, Willie?
Not if I can help it. Yeah, one thing.
What's that?
That is a pip of a shiner you got on your right eye. I didn't know I could hit so hard. When I clipped you at the mission, Georgie, I wasn't trying to hurt you.
You didn't. I faked getting knocked out, and you know it.
Well, then what's with the eye?
That smart Alec Philo Vance has been around, hasn't he? I suppose he hears about the stick-up of the mission and starts putting two and two together and finds I was at the mission when a hole-up took place.
Oh, so you gave yourself a black eye. Smart guy.
Uh-huh.
And on you, it don't look bad.
Big joke.
Hey, now, where did I stop counting?
It was over 10,000. I don't know the exact figure.
Well, I would call it 10,000 and 20. That was about it. Hey, Georgie, somebody's trying the door.
Oh, shut up and he'll go away, whoever it is.
Come on, open up in there. I heard you talking. Open up.
Yeah, that sounds like Vance.
Yeah, for once, I wish I could argue with you. You better open up as soon as I stash this money out of sight.
Okay, get rid of it. I'm going to open the door.
All right.
Hold it. I'm coming.
Okay, Georgie, let him in.
Okay. Hello, Vance.
Hello. Aren't you open for business?
Does it look like we are?
No. I came over to see you about that holdup at the mission, George. I understand you were quite a hero.
Well, are you back again?
Apparently. Right at the moment, I want to talk to George. Any objections?
Not from me, no.
I thought you were investigating Boxcar Charlie's murder, Vance. How come a stick-up interests you?
There might possibly be a connection, you know. Oh, that's a lovely eye you have.
Like it? Maybe you'd like one to match.
Willie would talk you out of trying. But I'm hoping he won't, if you know what I mean. Have any trouble seeing out of it?
Not a bit. My left eye is awfully good. Well, you're here, Vance. I'm still waiting to find out why.
Just to get your story of the holdup.
What story? Guy came in with a gun. He grabbed the envelope with the money in it with his left hand. He started backing away when I knocked the gun out of his mitt. Flipped me while I was trying to grab the envelope, and that's all.
It probably ain't, Vance. Ask him more questions.
I really don't have to, Willie. I'm quite certain I know all the answers now.
Miss Connie here and I have been waiting quite a while for you, Vance.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Markham. My apologies, Miss Connie.
Quite all right.
But I wanted to be very sure of my ground first.
And are you now, Mr. Vance?
Yes. I know George and Willie killed Boxcar Charlie. I know why they did it.
Oh?
And I know both of them were in on the plan to rob your mission of the benefit money.
We don't have to know very much more than that to make our arrest, Vance. I'm still waiting to find out the reason Boxcar Charlie was dressed in evening clothes, by the way.
I'm so glad he was, Markham. It made things so much easier.
Not for me.
Well, Mr. Vance, if you know who killed Charlie, if you know it was Willie and George, and you know they both robbed me, what are you waiting for? Why don't you let Mr. Markham arrest them so I can get that money?
I want you to try and get it without our having to arrest them, Miss Connie.
What?
You took the word right out of my mouth, Miss Connie.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mysterious. What I meant was that if you'll do one thing for me, Miss Connie...
Yes?
We'll have two killers in custody before nightfall.
Sure, I know where George lives, Miss Connie. Sure, I'm anxious to do something for you on account of all the coffee you give me at the mission.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Just point out the house to me.
It ain't really a house. It's kind of like a basement. It's right here. It is right there, Miss Connie. Only I sure hope you ain't going to get tangled up with him. I sure hope you ain't, Miss Connie.
I'll be all right. And thank you very much.
It's all right. It's sure all right. I'd sure like to come over to the mission sometime.
Any time at all.
Yeah? Who is it?
It's me. Connie from the mission.
Well, I never expected you here.
I know you didn't. Hello, George. Hi, Willie.
You're all we need here.
Of course, I'm delighted to have you visit me, Connie, but I can't think of any reason why you're here.
I can.
I think Willie's got something.
You said it.
Look, George, you don't think I fell for that phony holdup, do you? I know Willie didn't hit you hard enough to knock you down. I let him grab that money. And now I'm here for a cut.
Oh.
For once, I agree with you, George.
I have a little information, boys. Philo Vance knows the whole score, too. And if you don't land, you two characters are cooked.
So you're not the big-hearted dame who only lived to pass out coffee to bums, are you, Connie?
You want to talk about me or you?
All right, all right.
Vance knows you killed Boxcar Charlie, and he knows Charlie probably overheard you two planning to stick up, and so you killed him.
Oh, that Vance, how could he know that?
That ain't important. Connie, you've earned your cut, and you'll get it.
Fine.
Now, can you stall, Vance, if we make a three-way cut of the dough we got?
Maybe.
And I think I know how Vance located us. But does he know we faked that holdup, Georgie and me?
He sure does.
How could he know that? We didn't do anything.
That's a matter of opinion.
Vance!
And District Attorney Markham.
Yes.
Oh, how well did I do, Mr. Vance?
Wonderfully. Snapping off the lock on the door so we could get in was excellent, Miss Connie.
Hey, that dame was a phony, a phony. How do you like that? And these characters heard us admit we killed Charlie.
The window, Willie. Let's get out the window.
Oh, no, no, no. Grab Willie, Markham.
Right.
One down. How are you doing, Markham?
Watch.
Well, I'd say you were doing very well. And now, Miss Connie, your money is probably in this place somewhere.
I hope so.
I think we'll be able to find it and officially close this case.
Oh, no, you don't, Vance.
No? Why not?
First, I want to know how you tracked Boxcar Charlie's murder to George and Willie and how you knew that holdup was faked.
All right, Markham, I'll tell you. But let's take George and Willie downtown first, and I'll tell you how I knew second. Puzzled as to why Boxcar Charlie was wearing a full-dress suit when he was killed, aren't you?
Among other things, I am puzzled about that, yes.
Well, when I saw the full dress he was wearing, I noticed there were two worn spots about an inch and a half wide on each shoulder. Now, what would make worn spots like that?
I haven't the slightest idea.
I thought it might be from a sandwich sign that was being carried around. The straps from the sign would wear down the cloth just that way.
That still doesn't tell you anything. Rather, it doesn't tell me anything.
I believed that if the man were in evening clothes, there had to be a reason for it. I believed he was carrying a sign advertising something to do with high hat or full dress. I looked in the phone book.
Yes, I remember you telling me you used the phone book.
I did, and found a number of high hat diners.
Uh-huh.
Five of them, to be exact. I investigated them all until I found George's place.
It sounds very simple now when you tell it. Do you mind telling me how you knew the holdup at the mission wasn't on the level?
Not at all. According to Miss Connie's story and George's, he was standing facing the masked holdup man.
Yes.
And was trying to get the envelope with the money in it out of that individual's left hand.
That's right.
Then the holdup character allegedly hit George in the eye and dropped him.
That's the story George and Connie told.
Certainly, but George's eye made it a lie. You see, in that situation, the holdup man must have hit George in the left eye.
Yeah.
Yet it was George's right eye that was black. An indication that somewhere along the line there was something a little bit spurious.
No doubt about that. George probably blackened his own eye to make his story and Connie's corroboration really stand up.
Yes.
Your theory of why George and Willie killed Charlie has been borne out by their confession, so I guess that's the end of that.
The end of them and of the full dress murder case.
That indeed was Jackson Beckus' file of Vance solving the full dress murder case from June 13, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio Was, it's Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar in part 4 of The Confidential Matter, right after this break.
Head to Radiospirits.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This Is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospirits.com now.
This Is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay.
Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime wistful vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to Radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at Radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Here's a crazy stat. According to Security.org, $8.2 billion worth of stuff was stolen last year by porch pirates. So how can you protect your home and your stuff? We asked Yen Tennings from smart home experts TP-Link.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera, so very flexible in terms of where you can put it. It is IP66 weatherproof, and it's got a load of features, everything from very high definition 2K day and night vision, so it even has color night vision, and also has smart AI detection, so it can differentiate between people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
Check out the complete line of Tapo security products at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was on our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. It finds our favorite insurance investigator in the city by the bay, looking into the confidential matter. This is part 4.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Capitan Garcia Ramulio of the Panama Federal Police.
Good. Your sergeant said he could locate you in a matter of minutes.
I am never lost from contact, senor. You have talked with a beautiful turista, no?
I have talked with her, yes, and I ended up getting socked in the jaw.
These Americano women are so very much athletics.
No, she didn't hit me. It was a guy who was hiding out in a closet.
I understand, senor.
Somehow I doubt it. Look, Garcia, it was the man I came down here to question her about. I'm sure of it.
But, Senor, you have told me...
Yeah, I know. Apparently his death was faked. I think he's here, hiding out somewhere in Panama City. Do you think you can find him?
When my men make the search, Senor, even a little dog could not escape.
Then go to it. His name is Ed Morgan, but he may be using another one. The charge is embezzlement.
You know his description, Senor?
I ought to. He's been one of my best friends for years.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Panama, to the Home Office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Expense account continued. Item 14, $12.85, telegram to Hartford, advising them that the case had turned in a completely new direction. I'd taken the case with the idea of digging up a man's past, a man who had been one of my best friends, of finding out why, after a life of complete honesty and loyalty to his company, he had suddenly gone wrong and embezzled $80,000. I'd found out that part of the why was probably a lovely young widow named Nikki Barrett. But I'd found out more. The man we thought dead, who'd supposedly drowned when his car went off a cliff into the Pacific Ocean, was still alive. So now it was a matter of filing charges, requesting extradition for Panama, and of course, capturing the fugitive. That I left to Captain Garcia for the moment and went to bed. When I came down to breakfast the next morning, I still hadn't heard back from Garcia. But I did get a return engagement from my little playmate of the night before.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hmm? Oh, well. Good morning, Mrs. Barrett.
I came into town early especially to see you.
Why? A deep concern as to whether I survived that sock in the jaw?
No. No concern, really. I imagine you have a pretty tough jaw. Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
I don't really.
They got a special this morning, fried fish and papaya.
Oof.
Tastes even worse than it sounds.
Well, I'll just have some coffee.
That we already have. Sugar, cream?
Just black. Thank you.
All right, you're on. Spin it off.
Well, I'll admit it was silly to claim I was the one who hit you last night.
Of course it was silly. I know who hit me.
You don't.
It was Ed Morgan. He was hiding in the closet in your hotel room.
You're wrong, Johnny. You don't mind if I call you Johnny, do you? I mean, you and Ed were such close friends. I feel I almost know you.
You could be wrong, Mrs. Barrett. I used to think I knew Ed until he met you and decided to tap the till for 80 grand. All right, call me Johnny if it gives you more confidence in your act.
It's not an act.
Okay, if you didn't hit me and Ed didn't, then who was it?
Let's just say it was a friend.
He wasn't very friendly to me.
He misunderstood your coming there. He shouldn't have been there himself. He's married, and not that I knew it, though, until last night.
That's not a bad attempt, Mrs. Barrett, at a snow job, but I still don't buy it. Better drink your coffee.
Johnny, Ed was drowned in San Francisco when his car ran off into the ocean. He's dead.
How can he be dead in San Francisco and still be turning up cigarettes in Panama?
I did that.
You don't even smoke.
But the man who was there last night does. And I tore the cigarettes in that peculiar way. I picked up the habit from Ed. I just did it absentmindedly, I guess.
Now, this gets better as it goes along.
Well, I'm not lying. It's true.
No, I mean this fish and papaya. I guess you just have to get used to the mixture.
Oh, please, Johnny.
You're not even touching your coffee.
If I drink it, will you please listen to me?
I am listening to you. I just don't believe you.
Look, we all make mistakes. Last night, you made a guess. You thought that was Ed, but you were wrong. So why be stubborn about it and cause a lot of unnecessary trouble? Let's forget it and be friends.
Can't afford it, sweetie. I haven't got that kind of money.
Do you think I sell my friendship?
It cost Ed $80,000 of the company's money.
No.
How much of that did you get? Half of it?
No.
More than half of it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
How much does he have left
now? Stop it! Stop saying such things.
right.
Can't you understand? Once and for all, Ed isn't here. Nor anywhere else. He's dead.
No, he isn't. But I wish to heaven he were.
What do you mean?
Just that.
But he was your friend.
That's right. He was my friend. When I heard about his accident, heard he'd been killed, it hit hard. It hurt plenty. And I guess it hurt even more when I learned he'd been stealing from the company.
John,
so I took the job of digging into the mess and trying to find some answers. I didn't want the job, didn't want any part of it, but I took it anyway. Somebody had to do it. And he had been my friend once. And then I find out he's still alive.
No,
see,
Johnny.
So that means now I've got to catch him and take him back to stand trial. And that's going to be even tougher than facing his death and the fact he was a crook.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, skip it. You wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
The only thing you're trying to do, Mrs. Barrett, is to con me into thinking I might possibly be wrong. Thinking maybe it was somebody else in your room last night.
I told you.
The idea is to throw me off balance just long enough so the two of you can make a run for it. Nice try, only it won't work, so knock it off.
Ed and I were going to be married, Johnny. And the shock of his death...
I said skip it.
Ed used to talk about you. He told me you were this way. Hard and cold and ruthless.
And he has no excuse. He knew what to expect.
But I didn't believe it. I didn't think anyone could be...
Buenos dias, senor.
Oh, good morning. I don't believe you've met my companion.
I have not been so fortunate, senor.
This is Captain Garcia of the Panama Police, Mrs. Barrett.
Hello. I'm
greatly honored, senora.
Might be a good idea to take a careful look at her, Garcia. You will probably be arresting her in the next day or so as an accomplice to fraud.
Let us hope such regrettable necessity is not happening.
Thank you, Captain. I'm sure it won't. Mr. Dollar has a rather boorish sense of humor.
I comprehend, senora. Mr. Dollar, it is possible, perhaps, that I speak a little with you.
Yeah, sure. I imagine Mrs. Barrett will be happy to excuse me at this point.
Hasta la vista, senora.
Remember, Johnny, he was your friend.
I did not wish to mention this matter before the senora.
Oh? Huh?
I think it's better she's not here.
Hear what? Have you turned up something?
You see, senor, I have tell you not even the little dog can hide from Garcia.
So?
We have located this man, Ed Morgan.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
I got into the police car with Captain Garcia and we drove out of town and followed the shoreline for about 6 miles. Then we pulled up near a cluster of rickety wharves built around the edge of a tiny inlet. There were numerous native fishing boats tied against the pilings, but no village, no shacks, nor any other sign of a habitation. Garcia cut the water and lit a cigarette.
Pues aquí estamos. Here we are, senor.
Here? He's hiding out here?
Si, senor. He's live on one of the little fishing boats which are tied to the wharf. The number 3 one there, which is blue painted, you see?
Yeah, I see it. Well, a place like this would be safer than a hotel. You're pretty sure it's him?
Pues, Miguel Runesto, who is on the boat, said this man come out here 1 month ago. He paid Miguel much money just to live on the boat, tie up at shore. And he is like you describe, senor. I think so is him.
All right. I'll go on board and talk to him. And I think I'd better go along, Garcia.
Whatever you wish, senor. I wait for you here.
Okay. Ed? Ed Morgan. Ed. I know you're here, so you might as well answer.
Cabin's unlocked. Come on down.
Been a long time, Ed.
Yeah, it has. Sorry the place is so littered up. Temporary quarters, you understand. Sit down.
Thanks.
Johnny, why did it have to be you?
It had to be somebody, Ed, sooner or later. You should have known that.
But not you. How'd you get out of me?
I traced Mrs. Barrett down here. I thought you were dead until last night.
She wasn't supposed to show here for 6 months. And last week, here she was. Couldn't wait.
Why did you do it, Ed?
You wouldn't understand. You've always had dames crazy about you without lifting a hand. But not me. This face always stopped them. Sure, I used to laugh about it, but... Oh, you just wouldn't understand.
And this woman was different, is that it?
Nikki fell as hard as I did. I didn't know women like her even existed. She's for me all the way.
Is she worth the price tag? $80,000?
Cut it, Johnny. It's not that way. It's just that Nikki had always lived well, and I had to live that way, too, in order to be around her. I... got in further and further, and finally I was in too deep to pull out.
Did she know you were stealing from the company?
Not at first. The blame's all mine, Johnny, not hers.
You picked your own apples, then?
Call it that. And I didn't spend all that money. We decided to get out of the country, start a new life together. I figured I'd need that much.
And Nikki agreed to that plan?
Sure. That's why she's here. She sold out and came on down.
Only she didn't, Ed. She still has her apartment in San Francisco.
You're wrong, Johnny. She sold her furniture, her clothes, everything.
The stuff is all there, Ed. I saw it.
You're lying, Johnny. She pulled stakes. She told me.
Okay, she told you. I guess you know why I'm here.
I know why you think you're here. Hold it, Johnny. Don't move. I've had this gun on you since you came on board.
I know you have. But I wonder if you'd really use it.
Don't try to find out. And don't tell me I'm in a spot. I know that. But I'm going on as far as I can. And if I have to kill to do it, then I'll kill.
Maybe I could have stopped him. Maybe he wouldn't have fired, I don't know. And for one reason or another, I didn't feel much like finding out. I let him go. He backed out of the cabin hatch and bolted it on the outside. I heard him cross the deck and run along the wharf. And I waited for Garcia to call out to challenge him. The only sound was a car motor starting up and speeding away. Then I heard somebody come running down the wharf.
Senor Dollar!
Get the door open, Garcia. Where is he? What happened?
He take the car, senor. It's me to blame. I am not alert. Before I know it,
Never mind. Where's the nearest telephone?
2 miles, senor.
2 miles? How do we get there?
But how else, senor? We walk?
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, fate plays a devil's tune, collects a payment long overdue, and the music ends on a scream. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Grundage speaking.
Part 4 of The Confidential Matter, which originally played out in September 1956. Well, now, the exciting finale of that 5-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Jackson Beck as Detective Philo Vance. Well, on that series, Ellen Deering was voiced by Joan Alexander. Those two performers also worked together for years on a long-running superhero radio serialized adventure program. I'll name it. Then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you're ball free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds so you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell? Yes. We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff.
Help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Jackson Beck and Joan Alexander not only worked together on radio's Philo Vance, but also on a long-running serialized adventure series. The answer is The Adventures of Superman. Beck was the announcer and handled various acting roles. And Alexander, well, she was Lois Lane. I'm Greg Valdemar Dunn, but hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.